Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Healathon as part of the 21-day Neural Physiology Reset for Weight Loss. And that week off was fascinating. I'm kind of glad we took the week off so that we could integrate some stuff. Many of you have shared with me that you've started it again and that you're noticing that it's a completely different program when you start it again. And I noticed that I had a little bit of backwards stuff going on, and that was all, it's all perfect, you know. If there's any backwards stuff, it's because it's revealing, it's revelatory, it's showing us what is ready to be healed and observed and looked at and go deeper with. And so, and I'm noticing a lot of you are feeling that, and then many of you are sharing me that you have actually had some weight loss, and it has continued. How cool is that? Victoria is sharing that she's had over 9 pounds of weight loss since she started the program. I think I'm at about 4.5 personally. And, you know, as you know, really, really, really healthy weight loss is about a pound a week. And, you know, even 2 pounds a month is very, very healthy. So just imagine if you actually lost a pound a week in 52 weeks, you would have lost 52 pounds. Right? That's probably most of the weight that most of us need to lose. And, you know, there's going to be plateaus. There's going to be moments where we lose a little bit more. But if we average that, man, I'd be so happy, wouldn't you? This time next year to be close to my goal weight. That would be so cool, wouldn't it? So we're going to play a quick little game of what if here before we start. And then star 2 on your telephone's keypad will raise your hand. This whole call is you. This whole call is me working with you. So you have to raise your hand and you have to dial in order to do that. So if you're on the webcast and listening to the streaming, dial in. There's two ways to dial in. You can dial in using your telephone, and you can also dial in using your computer. Now, it doesn't work with tablets or mobile devices, but it does work with the computer. So on the in the teal box where the phone numbers are, on the right side of that, there's a little computer icon. You can click on that and dial in using your computer. It's great if you have a headset. It's not. Sometimes we have challenges with that. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. It's all good. We'll give it a go. And so star 2 on your telephone's keypad will raise your hand. That if you want to dial in using your computer, again, click the right side of the teal box where the phone numbers are. And once you click that, a little browser window will open up. And then you connect using that browser window. And then once you connect, at the lower left, I think it's like the second little bar in, there's a little fist. And when you click on that fist, it turns into a hand to indicate that you have raised your hand. That's how you raise your hand on web call. So for those of you who are on web call, there's quite a few of you, Rosie, Holly, Jean, Annie, Susan, Pernille, Karen, Y, Basker, Joan, Catherine, Maurice, Donna. So you guys are all dialed in using your computer. So look for that little mini browser window, and at the bottom left of that browser window is a little hand icon. Okay, so search for it. That's how you raise your hand. So we have a lot of people on the call, but only 11 hands raised, so this is going to be a short 3 hours. So raise your hand. Star 2 on your telephone's keypad if you'd like to work with me and receive some coaching and healing. Now, the other announcement I have is that the new course is ready for enrollment. This is the advanced part 2 of the weight, advanced weight release reset. So we are going to take it to the next level in a part 2. It's going to be 10 sessions, 10 90-minute sessions. And so they're going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, mid-morning. And Pacific time, Pacific California time. And I'm going to do a lot of coaching like I'm doing today. So this is a little bit of a prep. And so I'll be coaching many of you and doing some live interactive healing work. And it's quite powerful, the group work, as you'll find out today, that when one person transforms, all of us transform. There's this thing called entrainment. It's a term used in music that if you pluck a violin string in a room full of violins, that same string will vibrate in harmony all the violins, I should say, that same string will vibrate in harmony with that original string that was plucked. So it's like one person is vibrationally plucked, if you will, and all of us are. All of us are impacted. So it's powerful to do group work. You've already experienced it through the 21 days, and then when we start moving into coaching work, you're going to watch someone's mind and how their mind is creating these amazing patterns. You're going to hear it today. And when you hear it in another, you're going to relate, and you're going to realize that your mind has been in important control, that has helped you to survive, and ready to shift because you're here. So nothing wrong with any of it, and we never want to disparage our brilliant, beautiful minds, because our minds have brought us to this moment. And now you're ready to take residence in the heart again, and take residence in the heart in a way that allows our systems, our physiology, our emotions, and our thoughts to shift into a more connected with spirit harmony. And so the mind is never, never at fault or wrong or bad. It's doing the absolute best it can. Okay, so let me give you the URL here. It's also in your posted in your listening salon. If it's not there, then click any of the refresh buttons, the refresh sentences that are on the page to find the little advertisement, if you will, for the next course, the advanced part two course. You can also go to www.weightreleasepart2.com. So if you go, make sure you do www.weightreleasepart2.com. Weightreleasepart2.com. So again, that's weightreleasepart2.com. Weightreleasepart2.com. So www.weightreleasepart2.com. If you don't put the www, it won't work. www.weightreleasepart2.com. That will get you to the new course. And we're starting a week from Tuesday. So we're starting on August the 19th. And for those of you who are listening afterwards, it's already waiting for you. How cool is that? So as most of you knew, I do these courses live, and then I offer the replays afterwards as a full-blown program. So some of you who are listening now are part of that, are in the future, and are listening now as the recording, as you've already experienced with the 21 days. It is just as powerful on these recordings, isn't it? It's like just as powerful. All the frequencies there, everything that everyone experienced originally is there. You know, I can't possibly reach all the people at once for the live program. We get as many as we can in, and for some people, it's just not in the cards in that moment. So you join us in the future. So for those of you who have joined us in the future, it's already likely recorded and waiting for you. For those who are here live, we're starting on Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, and we're going to be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays for 5 weeks and 10 sessions. And they'll all be coaching sessions. I'm going to open up the lines for every single one. So there will be healing. There will be more spontaneous transformation technique. There will be more sound vibration. There will be more journeys and more laser treatments. We're going to be going through more of the physiology of the body. In fact, we're doing a really, really cool one, probably the first one. We're going to be doing a rebirthing. So we're going to create a new pattern of our birth. And, you know, the birth is fascinating. I'll explain it more, but essentially the birth process has four stages, and at each stage of the birth process, we are inculcating the patterns that we want to play with for this lifetime and bringing in the karma that we're wanting to resolve. So when we do rebirthing, this is something that was my specialty when I first started, was birth trauma. And we're going to do some really cool work with allowing the colostrum, which is the very first drink of the mother's breast milk, to come in and really help. Many of us who are having autoimmune issues and so on, we did not get that. I'm one of them. So we're going to play with that too. So that's going to be part of the new program. I just got that this morning, that we were going to play with that. So that should be really, really a blast, the round two. It's going to be quite a bit different than the 21 days, a different format, and the sessions will be different because, again, I'll be opening up the lines and working with all of you and coaching with you. So exciting, right? Oh, my gosh, I'm really excited to take this next level. And the other thing that I'm very, very conscious of is, you know, the first – and you can, by the way, overlap the 21 days doing it again with this new program. I know that's quite a time commitment, at least twice a week it is, because it will be, 90 minutes plus an hour, so 2.5 hours. But you know, in the whole scope of your life, 5 weeks where 2 days is 2.5 hours on this work, I think you're worth it, don't you? So you can continue to do the 21 days. You can also take a break on those Tuesdays and Thursdays and then get back to the 21 days on the days off. That's another way to do it. So I really strongly recommend going through the program 2, 3, maybe even 4 times. So I'm very, very conscious also of making sure that we are all continuing the momentum through the 90 days. So obviously this won't quite take us to the 90 days. And who knows, maybe while we're in this program, there'll be another program that shows up. I don't know, because I wasn't planning on doing part two when we started the 21 days, but I heard clearly that we needed it. So I'm very conscious of taking us through to that 90 days where a lot of the behaviors that we're shifting, a lot of the physiology that we're resetting, that it becomes an automatic thing. It's not quite there yet. We're establishing new patterns, which is profound and powerful, and which is really, really important. And we are 90 days, it starts to become automatic. And then it's lifestyle. Then it's a lifestyle that continues on throughout the rest of our life. So let's dive into some session work. Shall we start two on your telephone's keypad? We'll raise your hand. And again, if you're dialing in on web call, that means that you clicked on the right side of the teal box where the phone numbers are, and you are dialing in using your computer. On the lower left side, there's a little fist. And if you click on that fist, it will turn into a hand to indicate that you've raised your hand. That's how you do that, using what's called web call, which means you're dialing in using your computer. Okay? So, and if you are just listening to the little player, which is called web stream, that's different than web call. Web stream is it's streaming onto your computer. If you're there and you want a session, then please dial in. Either dial in using your computer, using web call, clicking on the right side of the teal box, or dial in using your telephone. Now, international folks, the best way is to dial in using your computer. And again, I apologize, but this technology does not work on iPads and tablets right now. It only works on computers, the web call part. However, there is a link right underneath. It's actually a couple of places on the page. So it's above where the written out phone numbers are and the little teal box where the phone numbers are. It's right underneath. There's a link for international numbers. And if you click on that link, it will give you a regional phone number, so the long distance will be mitigated, costs will be mitigated. So I see there's quite a few people from international that are here. So star 2 on your telephone's keypad will raise your hand if you'd like a session with me today, if you'd like to work with me, if you have questions or comments. And for those who I prefer that we work on the live call here rather than me answering questions in the forum, because that way it creates an interactive perspective versus me just answering blind and not getting feedback. So for this forum, it's going to be I'm going to be answering questions pretty much only if you raise your hand and play with me, okay? So I'm going to go with caller number 11 here to start with, and I'm going to ask that everyone just hold an intention here that your question is going to be answered. Just hold that intention. What if my questions were all going to be answered today? That I'm going to receive exactly what I need. What if that were true? What do you think that might feel like? Good. So everyone put their hand on their heart and repeat these exact words to yourself after me. Okay, you're going to repeat exactly what I'm saying, but you're going to be repeating it to yourself after me. Okay, here we go. May the perfect people be chosen to work with Jennifer today so that I receive at the highest levels. Good. May the perfect people be chosen to work with Jennifer today. Saying that to yourself. So that I get exactly what I need at this time. There we go. Lovely. So now we've as a group, held this strong intention that the perfect individuals will be showing up to support all of us. And so something you might want to do is if you have a specific question that you want answered or you have a thought that you want addressed, write it down on a piece of paper right now. Just write it down. That's part of your intention of getting that question answered. And then as I work with individuals, as we go through this next 3 hours, as I work with individuals, I want you to notice something that resonates. It's like, ooh, that's a really good thought. And then write that thought down. And then you hear another one and another one and another one. Throughout the course of 3 hours, you might have 10 to 14 different things that resonated. And write them all down. And by the time you're done, you will be amazed that as you read through those answers, it will answer the question. Isn't that exciting? That's how powerful you are. Okay, so we're going to go with caller number 11. And I want you to bring a question from the space of, all of you bring questions from the space of possibility versus a big long story about what's wrong. Okay, so we're shifting this energy of, here's my big long story of everything that's wrong in my life and how I'm a victim. And again, that's natural. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all okay. But we're going to shift the questions now from I'm a victim to what's possible. So how might you ask your question now coming from a place of what's possible for me now? Okay? And that way, we're going to really speed through a bunch of people here today. Perfect. All right. So we're going to 8579. It looks like it's in Denver. 8579. You are on the air.
Hello, Jennifer. It's Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Is that Victoria? Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I'm number 11.
How can I support you?
As you said, what's possible for me now, that became my question. I'm moving into a new home, a new space. Right. I'm right at the cusp of a brand new start in a wonderful space, ocean all around. Writing comes up. Healing, but I don't know how yet or what. More connection with people, even though we can't connect in person. So what's possible for me now, as you phrase that, is what I'm feeling most.
Right. Yeah, it's a lovely question. So it feels to me, well, first of all, this course, there's been a pretty dramatic shift for you. There's an energy in your field that is just so calm. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's really significant. I mean, it's really significant. I mean, it's been happening over the years anyway. You know, and you just created the shift in this course that accelerated it to a very, very, very high is not the word, potent level. That's the word. So first of all, I want you to just acknowledge that your energy right now is really beautiful. Is that true?
Thank you. I had an acupuncture appointment on Friday, and I said, it feels like my energy is foot on the gas and foot on the brake at the same time.
So here's what's happening. This renewed signature, that's actually the ancient part of you that is waking up, that is super powerful and potent and calm, is new. It's new. It's been slowly but surely coming about over the years, and now it's really prominent. And yet, you're not quite used to it. So it would seem to the mind like you're putting on the gas and the brake at the same time. That's what it would feel like because you're just simply not used
brilliant.
To it.
Right? That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it's actually not that. But that's how your mind has no other way to interpret it. So instead of saying gas and brake at the same time, from the mind's perspective, let's just say thanks very much, beautiful mind. I know that you don't quite understand what's happening here. That's okay. I've got this now. I'm the adult in the room. I've got this. And now you just say, what would it be like if whatever this energy is, which is very high potency, calm energy, so that's what they keep telling me, high potency, calm. It's really wild. High potency, calm. So this high potency, calm energy, what would it be like if you didn't have a label for it or a judgment or your mind trying to figure it out? What do you think it might just feel like if it would just what it was?
It might feel like just be that.
That's right.
Just be.
That's right. So there's a really big shift happening now. as you move into a state of allowing for this high potency calm to just be who you are, because it's actually who you are. It's who you've always been. And your mind has kind of fought against it, understandably so, of course it would. There we go. Wow, there's a big shift happening here right now. I'm just going to put my hands in it. And by the way, there's a shift for everyone happening right now. As we start to realize that we've got this new foundation, this new platform, this new vibrational platform that we are standing upon that's so new that we don't recognize it. It's a brand new template that we are standing upon. We don't have a frame of reference for it in the past. So now we get to just be with what it is now without having to label it. The mind wants to label it because then when it labels something, it feels safe. And that's okay. And yet we're going to notice that and say, thanks very much, beautiful mind, but I'm in this new place now. And I don't really know what it is yet, and I don't require a label either. Even though we just called your high potency calm, it's helpful for the mind to have something to kind of hang on and to say, oh, yeah, okay, I'm not in charge of labels anymore.
Some kind of frame of reference.
Yes. It's okay for the mind to have a frame of reference that isn't break and you know, putting on the brakes and going super and the gas at the same time. Because that's not actually what's happening, although the mind would think that's what's happening. There we go. I still have my hands in the vibrational shift here that's happening for all of us. Yeah. So now it's time to get comfortable with this. I want to say new, but they keep stopping me from saying new because it's not new. It's actually just, it's ancient. It's who we are. It's actually who we are. Who we really are. We've always been, but because of pain and things that happened, the mind wasn't able to get to it. There we go. There's another shift happening. And how does that feel?
It feels like more smudges are off the light bulb. More fingerprint smudges are off the light bulb.
Perfect. Perfect. That's a great description. Yeah. Yeah. How cool. Yeah, and it's really cool, Victoria, because, you know, you were in my very, very, very first coaching program that I'd ever done.
Was it really the very, very first one?
It was the very, very, very first one. Yeah, I'd never done one before.
Aha. And how long ago was that?
I think it was 11 years ago.
11 years. Okay. I'm back.
So cool. I mean, it feels like a beautiful full circle because I remember you from that class. I remember you.
Good. Good. Yep.
So that was that's kind of cool.
I'm like stumbling over myself here. There's one other thing that happened this weekend. I've been having dreams that are they're different. And I felt like it was a past life dream of a death or something. And came up.
Your guys are saying yes,
okay.
That's true. Yep.
Because it felt different. And I'm like, what is this? Okay, I think this is past life. And I wanted that to have that awareness, and I guess maybe just wanting and being open to has allowed that space. So I think this 21 days has done more than just the weight release and the neural pathway.
Absolutely. This 21 days has done a lot more than weight release. You know, we come into these kinds of programs because of the symptom, and we all know that symptoms are not the solution. The solution is systemic. You know, it's a whole series of things that are happening. You know, as I've described, it's DNA memory, cellular memory in the DNA from our ancestors. It's past life and karma. It's our childhood from this lifetime, which also has to do with DNA and karma, right? So, so it's so much more. It's so much more than weight loss. So yes, this program has addressed a lot of things, and the next program will likely go in even more deeply into some things that have been the result of which has been weight holding.
Ah, yeah.
Good job, honey.
And the person, the person I saw in the mirror was a different sort of shape, but with weight, and my low back pain has released a bit.
Wow, isn't that something?
Where I was, you know, I don't need to go into details. No one needs them.
So we are in this, we have created a new platform again that we are standing upon, a new version of us. It's actually not renewed, it's ancient. We are starting to simply remember who we actually are. And as we do that, other things will unwind. As we do that, other areas of our life will shift. So, you know, this is not only shifting weight, you know, excess weight release. Thank you for that little additional word there. The excess weight release. It's also, you know, shifting as it frees up our space. Our space is now open for more abundance. Our space is more open for, you know, powerful, supportive relationships. Our space is more open for us to receive support and help. Yeah. So all of it is, it helps every part of us, which allows us to then release the weight. So, you know, it's all of it is contributing, and it's like, it's kind of cyclical. So thanks, Victoria, for being our first one. Is it okay if I move my attention on to
Jennifer.
Our next person?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Much love. Bye-bye now. Okay. That was great. Victoria, can you actually pick our next member, the person who's going to work with me next from 1 to 30? Pick a number from 1 to 30.
17.
17. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. We're going to caller number 17. And that is 7625 in Texas, it looks like. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
Oh, hi. Okay. I wanted to make sure my phone wasn't muted. Hang on one sec. Tricia in San Antonio.
Tricia?
Yes.
Hey, Tricia, how can I help you?
It's funny because I knew she was going to pick me. talking to Victoria or listening to that was so, it resonated so true. I'm in a very similar spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through a life transition. Mm-hmm. Over the next couple of years. I've been married for like 32 years and mm-hmm. we're splitting up and it's all good. I mean, it's really positive. I have a 16-year-old that's almost out of the house. And so that's kind of the timing, but the 21-day course was so transformative. I haven't felt any weight release, but I feel lighter, but I also feel so much better in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing another program, just tapping into intuition. So it's like this daily, I just keep raising my vibration. I've been off and on for many years. But what I'm, mm-hmm. I guess I'm trusting, I don't have a question as much as I'm trusting the weight loss is going to show up, but the rest of it is so powerful. The transition is just, it's beautiful.
Oh, that's so
it's
great.
It's really beautiful.
And what's really cool, Tricia, is that about 2 years ago, you would not be happy right now. Maybe three.
Oh, no.
You would be very upset that you haven't lost the weight. Is that true?
Probably. I mean, I don't know about upset. I just was more resigned because I've carried it.
Yeah, right. So first of all, I just want you to notice. So, you know, maybe I might be tapping into some other people here. But, yeah, so upset, resigned, whatever it is. It's like mm-hmm. not believing, whatever. So I want you to notice that there's been a huge transformation, not just from this course, but the work that you've been doing up until now that has led to you knowing, I just want to point this out. You guys want me to point this out. You have trust and faith in your soul's journey right now. You actually have it. Is that true?
Yes, very true.
That's
even though
amazing.
I have no idea, I'm allowing it to unfold because what
that's
else
right.
is there?
Well, it's more than that, though. That's how your mind interprets it, which is fine. That's good. That's a good, good thing because your mind is kind of saying, what else can I do, which is new. Right? That's good.
Right.
But it is actually more than that. It's not just what else can I do. It's actually trust and faith. It's actually a frequency and a vibration of trust and faith that is in your field in a conscious way. And your guides want to bring more consciousness to it and everyone's consciousness to it, actually. That you have this energy of trust and faith in your soul's journey, that what's meant to be can never be lost. What's meant to be, I have it now too. I had a couple of days when we finished of noticing that I was like, now what? Oh my God, you know, can I actually do this? And yet I was able to use that momentum as you have been too, to shift into, I actually have trust and faith that that I will, you know, in whatever a year from now or something like that for me, I'm going to be different. My physiology is going to be different. I won't require the weight holding any longer. I won't require the inflammation any longer. And so that's kind of where you're at right now. You're at this place of knowing and trusting. So I just want to, your guides really want you to bring conscious attention to the fact that you actually have trust and faith in your soul's journey. Does that actually feel true?
Absolutely. And yeah. And the voice creeps in too, like, oh, what if? And I'm like, no, it's true. I recognize it, I guess. It's the difference.
That's right. And I want you,
cool.
That's really cool. So I want you to notice that it's not a no, bad, get away. It's just no, it's not true. It's, do you know what I mean? It's not a a defensive or a bad relationship with your mind now. It's just like corrective, like a 3-year-old about to put their hand on a hot stove. No, no, that's not it. It's like, oh, okay. And so now your mind is going, oh, okay, right. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, the relationship you now have with your mind and how you are noticing when your mind is attempting to intervene. And again, we get to have compassion for the mind. It is being fueled by some memories, some cellular memories, some ancestral stuff, some karma. And the mind's only choice is to look at in fear and is influenced. When the mind is not in a state of quiet readiness, it's being influenced by the amygdala and the panic button is constantly being pushed. You know, the panic button of fear, and you are just past that. It's really exciting, Tricia.
It's cool. It's really cool. The one thing that I haven't done yet is the one item I wanted to get to was exercising every day, to get in on my yoga mat every day, and I still haven't. And I haven't forced it. I'm expecting it's just going to happen, but it's kind of interesting that it hasn't yet.
Yeah, and you might want
to... resisting... not pushing it because I want it to just be. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It totally makes sense. And you might want to just play with it. So play with it. Like, what if I pushed it today?
Okay.
You know, like, what if I were going to do that? What would that feel like if I were to push it? What if I went and are you watching a video or something? With yoga, or do you just do it?
It's a program I have. No, it's videos that I have.
Okay. So what if you got everything ready and sat on the yoga mat and said, I'm pushing this. What would that be like? What would that feel like? And you might just say, oh, I'm ready. And you might just get up and start doing it. So play with actually getting prepared and doing it. You know, I'm hearing this for myself, too, because I'm I did a 45-day program for meditation, and every day I worked out, and as soon as it ended, I stopped. Damn it. But I get to play with that. I get to play with it. I get to notice it, and then I'm noticing that I'm having more yearnings to do it, to start back into it, to really play with it again. And so I'm playing with the yearnings. I'm right where you are, which
the yearning is the thing. Yeah, to be pulled to it versus pushing it.
Exactly. And yet sometimes I wonder, you know, I play with the idea of pushing it. So at least that's what your guides are telling me for you to do. Play with pushing
it.
And just see what happens. Because when we play with pushing it, then all the resistance will show up. And then you can do an STT on that resistance, a spontaneous transformation technique session, STT. So it feels like it's time to push it so that you can see what the resistance is.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then
to get clarity on that. And one other quick note I wanted to say, my friend Ricky introduced me to you. You may remember working with her, Ricky Renshaw. She's just a beautiful person. And
I know she worked with you for a couple of years.
Anyway, she's a lovely woman. She is. She passed on in February, moved over.
Uh-huh.
But she
I did not know that.
She and I got really close, and we talked a lot, almost daily. And it was so special. And she encouraged me to work with you. And so I just thought I'd pass that on. I knew you'd like to hear that.
I'm so glad you told me. Thank you for telling
me. She's
happy
as can be,
too.
She's free and happy. She's happy as can be. She's free and happy and delighted. Yeah. And, I've had a couple of different people that, you know, connected with her and let me know that. So it's pretty
special. Thank you for sharing
that
with me. I'm so glad you told me.
Thank you.
Goodness
so much.
Gracious. And yeah, and she wanted to leave before the all this stuff happened.
And I know. And I've had a couple friends, and I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love you, and thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad she brought you to me. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Me too. Thanks.
Much love, honey. Would you pick our next member from 1 to 31?
1 to what?
31.
Yes, 18.
18. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to caller number 18, and that is? We're going to, looks like 9003. It looks like it's British Columbia. Go ahead. Last four digits, 9003 of your telephone. Go ahead. Oops, you muted yourself out. Let me unmute you. You don't have to touch that. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Melvin. I live on Vancouver Island.
Hey, Melvina, how can I support you?
Well, I took our program, and I have not lost any weight, but I feel better.
Good.
I've done your programs before, and I always like them. Well, usually, sometimes you really bother me, but I get over it because it's my issue, not yours.
Hmm.
So, and I hate to say that, but it is kind of true because I have one of the reasons that I'm attracted to you is because you do trigger things in me that I need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. I feel that. So I do really appreciate that.
Great.
I had a bit of a... Yeah, this... So I have a list here that I've written since I've been on the call. When I first came on, it was... when I first dialed in, it was a fact of me being stuck on protecting myself so that I would not have my heart broken again, right? That's happened. I've had a lot of deaths and a lot of trauma. But at this point, things are nice. I live alone. I have a beautiful little place on the water. I get to isolate, and COVID has not been the worst thing for me because I do like to isolate to a fault. And part of that is my protection, right? So In doing that, I'm trying to use the healing energy that I know I have to help myself a little bit more so that I can actually help others more.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this, I know that my weight is absolute protection, and I know that this week I ended up in the hospital on Monday. My blood pressure went up to 238 over 170, which is just ridiculous. And they got it down again. I hadn't been on blood pressure meds, but I guess, and it hadn't affected me much. So 10 years ago I had a open heart surgery, and it needs to be done again. But they thought it would have to be done a few years ago, and actually it's still okay. It's a heart replacement, a valve replacement, I mean. So part of my thing about the weight, I'm confused about it. I'm trying to trust the process as well of releasing my weight, but I'm trying to do it through, I guess, outside instead of inside.
The hint there is I'm trying to do it. Those are all words that the mind uses, trying and do.
So
a lot of what we're playing with in this program is to move into a state of being, and being is on the inside. You're exactly right, being is on the inside. And so I'm just checking into you.
Okay.
So, as we move into a state of being more and more and more, We can start allowing our whole system to move into that state of being. Right now, it feels like there's some control stuff going on, that you're controlling your environment, you're controlling your isolation, you're controlling some of these things, and that is indicative of why blood pressure would control creates pressure, which would indicate why blood pressure is high. So, does that resonate at all?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So let's just play with that. And everyone can play with this along with Melvina and I. What if you were able to, and again, we're playing. This is pretend. We know this isn't real. This is pure fantasy. Okay, so none of this is real. This is pure play and fantasy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What if you 100% released control? What do you think that might be like if you could? And again, we know you can't. It's just not possible. Okay. But what if you could? What do you think that might be like? What do you think your experience might be like if you were in 100% state of being and completely releasing control? What do you think that might feel like if you could do that?
I think it would feel like a huge relief.
Yeah, so just kind of feel and sense that relief. Just sense it. Kind of breathe into that relief. And the rest of you, whatever it was like for you, breathe into it. Breathe into that relief.
Okay.
And just allow the relief to kind of expand through your field. And what happens is when we notice these things, they automatically expand. And so you're now just noticing relief, so the relief is expanding. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. And as the relief is expanding, I want you to notice that there's more space in your field. Does that feel true?
Okay.
There's just more space around you. Does that feel like that could be true?
Yeah. It feels softer.
Yeah, that's a good word, softer.
Yeah.
That's it. So just feel that softening. Tap into that relief. Feel the relief expanding. That's it.
Ooh.
And as you feel that relief kind of expanding and that softening happening, I want you to notice that the space is kind of a space of allowing. It creates allowing. It's almost like there's a frequency of allowing that's expanding. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
And allowing is a place that creates more allowing. So this is allowing on a lot of different levels. This is allowing you to be. That's what allowing is, to be in a state of beingness.
Okay.
It's allowing others to be who they are.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Well,
right? So just breathe into that state of allowing. Breathe into that state of allowing. And I want you to notice that as you stand in this allowing, where there's more breath, there's that beautiful relief and softening happening as that happens. And you're breathing into it and it's expanding because whatever you bring your conscious attention to expands. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. And so you are now in this beautiful expansive place. I want you to notice that there's a lot less pressure in your field. Does that feel true?
Yes, I feel that connection.
Good. Very, very good. So this allows this beautiful potency of softening. So, and I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. There's a potency in the softness. Does that feel true?
I understand what that means, yes.
Good. So feel that and allow that. That's it. And that is the energy that is going to take you in a lot of powerful directions physiologically and even in your life. That softening, relief, and expansion that you're feeling right now. is the energy that will release the weight, allow you to have more people in your life,
mm-hmm.
allow you to not get so triggered by other people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because now when you have relief and space, you now have space for yourself, and there's compassion in that space. And if there's compassion for yourself, there's compassion for others.
So right now,
it's hard for you to have really anything but judgment for others because there's judgment for you and there's control for you. And so when we move into the relief and the softening and the expansion and the potency that softening offers, there's this beautiful space for you to just be you, to just be. So let's just imagine now that you're in a state of pure beingness. What do you think that might be like if you could be there? And the rest of you do the same. What might that be like if you could be in a state of pure beingness?
I just see myself skipping on rocks to a lighted spot.
Beautiful. And what's that like to feel that way?
Free.
Yeah, that's right. I want you to notice that I want you to notice the juxtaposition about where we started, which is pressure that creates literally pressure in your physiology versus freedom in this moment. I want you to notice the difference between those two. Can you get a sense of that?
I can, because one of the things that happened here in the beginning was, how do you just be? I mean, I'm a doing, I'm not a being.
That's right. And that's not true anymore, not in this moment. And you can't unknow this moment of beingness. You can't. It's in you now. You have conscious attention on it, and it won't ever be the same. You know what it's like to be now. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good.
I have had a woman coming to me at nights, very insistent that I wake up and listen, and I'm not sure what that's all about, but I know it's a connection.
Yeah, it feels, do you write?
I've been avoiding it.
Yeah, so she's wanting you to get up and do some writing.
Okay.
So you might want to get up and do some writing, especially from this place of relief and softness and expansion and allowing. That space of allowing is really powerful for you.
It is. I'm so, so strong in here. My heart is just melting.
Yeah. Very good, honey.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Alvina.
A short story to tell you. When I started the exam, I was two things I needed to do: drink more water and walk. And last night I was sitting here, and it was fairly late, and I live on the ocean, and I just thought I need to go for a walk on the water. And part of me is saying no, and of course it's too late. And it's, I said, never mind, just go. So I had an argument with myself. I got down to the water, and there was a lady walking her dog there who I loved the dog. It just had this beautiful energy. And I stopped to see her, you know, to say hi about the dog. And she said, oh, she was new. She's just bought. My favorite spot in the whole world, actually, is right around the corner from me, and it's this little castle, and she had just bought the castle, and she's offered me a room to do Reiki in the castle anytime I want.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
I know. It was like, wow. You know, to me, it's God's way of being anonymous.
Yep, beautiful. I love that. I love those stories of synchronicity. Yeah, you're listening to the nudges, and again, that those you're able to listen to the nudges when you are. When you have released control and you're in that soft freedom.
Oh, lovely.
That
thank
place
you.
Of relief. Yeah. Very good, Melvina. Are you okay with us moving on?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I really
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, I really do love you.
Oh, thank you, Melvina. I love you too, honey. Melvina, would you pick our next member from 1 to 38?
7.
7 it is. Thank you. Okay, we're going to call on number 7. And that is 9288, or the last four digits, 9288. It looks like it's Connecticut.
Yes, and as soon as she said the number, I knew it was me. How exciting. It's Stephanie.
How cool.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie.
This has been such an interesting journey. I loved having every day, having the connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really loved having that every day. It was bringing me into being every day.
Oh, beautiful.
And this past week, I have been totally untethered. I could, you know, make excuses and say, well, it's because we didn't have power for 4 days. We also didn't have running water, flushing toilets, you know, blah, blah, blah. But as I was listening to you, you know, talking with the other callers about the high potency calm energy, the state of being, I realized that, you know, I allowed that, you know, the circumstances of life to take me down again. And, you know, I've mentioned to you, you know, through the program that I'm down 13 pounds. I haven't, you know, dropped any, you know, for like a week and a half or so, but I'm not worried about it. I'm like, all right, I'm not going up. But I found myself backsliding and self-sabotage this week. And you know, part of that was because I was not getting on my yoga mat every day. And, you know, I usually try, if I don't get on my mat, I try and do a meditation, and I haven't been. And it's easy for, you know, it would be very easy to say, well, you know, you had this, all this disruption this week, but I want to be at a point where the disruptions don't take me down.
So, so I want you, there's a big difference between this week and the disruptions compared to previous disruptions in your life that you're likely not noticing. And that is that you noticed all of it. You noticed the patterns. You noticed that the disruptions disrupted. You noticed that you weren't doing things. You noticed that you did something that you called self-sabotage. Which actually there is no such thing, by the way, as self-sabotage. There's only us doing what we're doing, putting it on a label so we don't have to, and putting a label on it like self-sabotage, stuck or block, so we don't have to do anything about it. That's our mind has these brilliant, amazing strategies. So if we say I'm self-sabotaging, oh, good, there's an excuse for what I'm doing here, so I don't have to bother with it. Aren't we adorable?
Yes.
So, but you did something really different this week. You actually noticed all of it. That's actually a huge breakthrough. I know it doesn't feel like it, but it's big to notice it. You know, it's like the first caller. Notice that you're not doing it. It's really important. I know that sounds weird because, unfortunately, our society is one that has built mostly on willpower. They talk a lot. They talk about this so much, right? Where's your willpower to do a diet? Like, you know, I feel like saying, F you! So we're changing the paradigm here. We are moving into a place of no will. And so what do we do? What do we do when we don't have will? Well, there's the paradigm, right? Because it isn't about doing. There's nothing to do if you don't have will, which is great. But, you know, we've got this, all of these belief implants from society that tells us that we're doing it wrong if we're not doing, if we're not using our will to make something happen, you know, and in the world, the realm of success, if we're not killing it and crushing it and right, all of these adjectives that are so power over and even violent. So the great news is, Stephanie, is this week you noticed not from a place of will. I mean, it's a big deal. Does that feel true?
The noticing came from listening to you and the previous callers.
Yeah.
So I thank
you. Okay, well, that's enough. That's enough. That's a breakthrough moment. that you got to reflect back on the week and notice. That's enough. That's powerful. That's powerful. That's
I
a new skill set.
I wish I felt like it was enough. I wish I felt like it was enough. I
yeah,
feel
so,
really
weighed
down.
So what if it were enough? What do you think that might feel like if it were? That you are in this really cool place of getting a new practice, a new habit that's forming that usually takes 90 days before it's automatic, that you are in a place where you're creating things like the call is before you. You've created that. You created the four call is before you, or the three call is before you. Two, notice, you created that. And you're Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's why when she said the number, I knew it was me.
There you go. You
How
created
cool
that.
That.
How cool is that? Yeah. Is that enough?
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's enough.
Wow.
That's enough. Wow, this is a huge opening. Your heart. Can you feel your heart right now? It's exploding open. It's unbelievable. Can you feel that?
Yes. If you could see my face, I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Wow.
I feel like I really felt that.
Whoa. There's a lot of heat, too, that's happening here right now. There's a real explosion and opening for many people here right now. But, we're just 28 days in here. Today's day 28, right? That's just a first step in a lifetime of transformation. And for you to be able to create those three calls before you and then to get called.
Yeah.
So that you could tell me that you noticed it. That's freaking cool. That's a big deal on day 28. That's a big deal. That's breakthrough territory. It's huge. So the other thing that I want to point out is this beautiful wish that you have, that in the midst of the turmoil, like that's a big deal, losing your power. I'm sorry, but it is. It's a big deal. It creates a lot of a lot of angst for the mind, can go into catastrophization very easily with that kind of stuff. So it's a big deal. And in the midst of that, for you to have a wish that you could be in good shape even with that is really, really exciting. That's where your mind turns. Your mind turns to, boy, I wish I were handling this grip better. I mean, that's big. You don't even notice that that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Instead of I just wish the power would come off, why am I a victim? Why is this stuff always happening to me? Instead of that, you went to, I wish I were in better shape when this kind of stuff happens. That's where you're heading. You're already got an inkling of it, that your wish is now that life is going to happen no matter what. We're going to lose people because no one gets out of here alive. Right? So
yeah, right.
All of us are going to have loss and grief. All of us, without exception, are going to have loss and grief. And we get to now stand in a new vibration with it. We get to stand in our power, in that beautiful, I love the way that you took what I said and created a definition of high potency, calm energy of a state of being. That was so well said. I actually wrote it down when you said it, even though I said it first. I didn't really see it as a definition. And I love the way that beingness is a high potency, calm energy.
Yeah.
High potency, calm energy. That's a beautiful state of beingness. And so you are moving into that more and more and more. And your wish is to be in that no matter what's happening outside of you. That's enormous. I mean, it really
thank
is
you,
a big
Jennifer.
Deal.
Thank really you. And thank you so much for doing the part two and keeping it affordable. I really, really appreciate that because, 21 days, I now am seeing was more powerful than I recognized, but I also know that I want more. So
Good. Thank
you so much for continuing it.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Yeah, I've been curious the whole time why the price is what it is because it is what it is. I guides tell me that's all I go by. The guides tell me what the price is, and that's it. And so I've never done a course like this for such a low price. And it feels really good for this particular course to go with this. It just does. Because as we all know now, this course is not just about weight loss. This course is about healing, about transforming, about beingness, about discovering that state of beingness, about finding homeostasis and equilibrium in our beingness that also leads to that in our physiology. And so a lot of people focus on weight, and I guess it's just the way in. So they wanted me to have a super low price that was a no-brainer.
The way in, no pun intended.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good. The way in.
It also really helped to make it affordable for me to add on the 45 days.
Right.
Really been helpful as well.
Good. Okay, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for bringing that up so I can mention that to everyone. Are you comfortable moving to the next person, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay, can you pick a number from 1 to 40?
40.
Okay, we're going to number 40. All right. So that reminds me that, the 45 days is still available if you want to pick it up at any time. That's the that is the extra Sorry, I forgot to lower your hand, and now I can't remember what number it was. Is this you, Stephanie, that I was just talking to?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Good. Sorry about that. I need to lower your hand. Okay, sorry. Yes, if you want to add the 45 days at any time between now and when the program is done, you can do that. And if some of you chose 45 days for the first 21 days and the 45 days is ending, you're welcome to just go on to the listening salon and add a new one. That's available for you guys indefinitely if you want to have the extra support of me working with you in the background. Basically, you don't have to attend anything. You don't have to do anything. I usually work morning and evenings with you, and I just do spontaneous transformation prayer. And just like everything else in this program, it's the just right amount. So it's so funny. People get into the 45 days, and then they tell me that their life, is falling apart. And what they don't realize is that they needed the extra support. It wasn't the 45 days that had their life fall apart. It was that their soul knew that they needed the extra support because something was coming up. So anyway, this is here for – I work on everybody who signs up for it each day. I usually do it morning and evenings when I wake up first and when I go to bed at night. And it's a little meditative healing process that I do with each of the people that are part of this. So if it's in the cards, great. Don't worry about it. If it's not, you're getting exactly what you need. Otherwise, you'd have the income to add it. And if you don't worry about it. Don't FOMO, fear of missing out. You've got exactly what you need. If you could do it, then you would have it. It's all okay, right? But that's on your listing salon too. And part two, for those who joined us a little late, part two is available now as well on the listening salon, and you can also go to www.weightreleasepart2, that's the number 2.com. So it's weight and then releaseparte, the number 2.com. Again, that's www.weightreleasepart2.com. We'll get you there. And make sure you do the www, it won't work otherwise. And that will get you there. Okay, so we're going to caller number 40. Let me just make sure that there aren't any new huge questions here. Okay. Just reading some of the questions here. All right, good. Caller number 40 is... looks like it's an international number. It's 0486. It sounds like you've got your computer on in the background.
Is that me?
That is, yes. If you could turn your computer
fantastic.
Off, that would be great.
So I'll turn off the computer.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. It's so
and
nice
who is that?
To speak to. It's Vivian from Stevenage.
Hi, Vivian.
In the UK.
From the UK, is it?
Yeah, wonderful to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too, honey. How can I support you?
Well, I've had this, I call it my gammy leg. I've got this edema, so a lymphatic problem in my left leg, and I've had it for quite a few years now, and I've done a lot of work on it, and nothing seems to budge it. and my osteopath feels it's coming from my sigmoid colon that's putting pressure on the in the groin and affecting the lymph. So I don't know whether you know you might see something or.
Yeah, so it's definitely lymph for sure. And it feels like it's actually coming from your neck. Is there something going on with your neck?
Oh yeah, I've always had a neck problem.
Yeah, so it feels like let's see if I can find it. Orthogonal atlas. Have you heard of this?
The atlas, yes. What was the first word?
Orthogonal. Let me just make sure I've got it right. Orthogonal axis atlas. Orthogonal. Chiropractor. I just got hooked into this.
I've had work done on my atlas as well.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, so it's called Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Technique.
Oh, okay.
And it uses sound vibration to shift the atlas and the axis. So, so look it up. ATLAS.
Yeah.
And then orthogonal, ORTHOGONAL. And it's a chiropractic treatment using sound vibration. So, yes, there's neck stuff happening that's impacting your whole lymphatic system. And so there's a couple things. It feels like that they're telling me that would be a good thing. And I actually got this recommendation from a medical intuitive. I actually have a new medical intuitive that's showing up now to our Masterworks Healing membership site for those who are members. And she recommended this, and I went to see him last week, and I was blown away at how cool this is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't done it, this might be good. But secondly, the work that we did on the spleen and the lymph.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what day that was. Let's see if I can
I'll have
find
a look.
That.
I've got it.
Yeah. So whichever day that was, they're telling me to do that one for like 7 days.
Okay.
Keep doing it for like 7 days, and it's gonna help a lot. Sorry, they're talking to me. There's a whole bunch of them talking. You have a lot of guides. You know that, right? All talking to me at once. Okay. Let me just. Okay. So they're telling me that part of the program we're going to be doing. I better write some notes here.
Yeah, I've enrolled already.
Okay. So they're telling. Oh, good. Because they're telling me in part two we're going to play with the anatomy of. Excuse me. The muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle and skeletal.
Right.
Okay, and they're also telling me to do the liver one for do 7 days of the lymph and 3 days of the liver.
3 days of the liver.
Yeah, and that's gonna help start moving things.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so we're also gonna do. I'm gonna write the note.
Is there any spiritual reason why I've got this?
Yes. As soon as you ask me, you've got a past life stuff with your neck.
Ah.
A couple of them. You died from neck injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be good for you to do the karma one again as well.
Okay.
Where you do Ho'oponopono for the past lives. That one would be a good one for you. So that's like two. This is like a prescription. They're giving me a freaking prescription for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seven days of lymph, 3 days of liver, and 2 days of the karma, the Ho'oponopono for karma. In fact, they said that once you get used to the Ho'oponopono for karma, you might want to just start doing that. I do it almost every day now, the
mm-hmm.
Ho'oponopono for karma.
Wow.
So you might want to start doing that too
mm-hmm.
for the past life stuff, past life karma mm-hmm. session. Okay.
And I don't need to know what it is.
No, it's not important.
That's fine.
No, it's not important to know. It was just, I think... 3 or 4 different lifetimes you died by, you know, something happening to your neck.
Yeah.
So, and it's definitely just showing up and it's impacting your lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I would never have thought of the neck for it.
Yeah, so just notice there's a shift happening right now as we've just simply identified what's happening.
Wonderful.
That, you know, that there is a bunch of lifetimes where you died from neck stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just notice that. There's an unwinding happening here. Yeah, there might be a little pressure in that left side. where the occiput hits the neck as it unwinds. There we go. There's a big healing singularity happening. It's also happening for a lot of other people that have neck challenges right now. Is an unwinding happening? There we go.
Sorry, I can't send there's a shift.
Yeah, now the liver is shifting. As the neck unwinds, the liver is going to start opening up and the lymphatic is going to start opening up. There's a big, big healing singularity and healing pulse happening right now on the call for everyone. There we go. Whew. Okay, so just identifying that, that's how powerful we are.
Wow.
That when we bring our attention to, you know, oh, there's a bunch of neck things that happened, that's how I left the planet in a couple of different lifetimes. And it's like, oh, I don't need that. I don't need to hold that anymore. Just knowing it is enough.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's like someone did ask a question about that they identified that 60% of their weight holding has nothing to do with them. It has to do with someone else.
Mm.
Just knowing that will release it. Isn't that something? Just knowing that 60% of the energy or you know, when we're thinking about our energy and how much of this is mine. This is something I teach in the Empath Wellbeing Protocol with Anita Marjani. How much of this is mine? Well, only 20% is mine. As soon as we know that only 20% is ours, just that knowing releases the 80%. So just knowing that you had some past lives where the neck was an issue, and I can feel it releasing for me too.
Yeah,
there we go. There's a nice another release here. That's it. There we go. Beautiful. Perfect. There you go.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that will impact my weight loss as well, I presume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When the lymphatic starts working better, then it detoxes, right? So part of what's happening with the weight holding is that you can't detox.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually have some notes here about that. It might be worth bringing up. So, okay. So toxins, right? Toxins how we release it is through the lymph and through the kidneys, right?
Yeah.
So again, on part two, we're going to be playing with the kidneys too, just so you know. It has to be water soluble, right? So if it's fat soluble, then it has to be moved into the liver to turn into water soluble.
Mm-hmm.
And if the liver is not working properly, then it gets stored as fat. Right? And so how does the liver detox? In part through the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
Right? So if the lymphatic's not working, the liver can't detox and we can't make it into water soluble so that the kidneys can release it. Amazing, huh? So it's all dependent on each other. Yes, as your lymphatic system starts to, as your neck starts to transform, and they do recommend going to that chiropractor, finding one.
And, I hope I find one in England.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
You should be able to. Once you find that and start getting that little shift happening there, plus all the other stuff, the prescription they gave you today for 7, 3, and 2, seven of the lymphatic, 3 of the liver and 2 of the past life stuff, and then start doing a regular practice of the past life stuff.
Mm.
You know, just like 5 minutes of Ho'oponopono on the past life stuff based on that call. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to see some nice changes.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Vivian.
Really
that was very cool. You're welcome. And thanks for being the catalyst for that transformation for all of our necks. That was awesome. Vivian, would you pick our next member from 1 to 38?
38.
You just picked 38. Okay, sorry. 38 it is. Okay. And that's number 6. Perfect. Thanks, honey. Okay, we're going to caller number 38. That is... Sorry, it takes me a minute to get there. We're going to 3132, I think.
Yeah, hello?
3132. Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Something is similar. I just jumped on and felt like it was worth a shot. But if it's not the appropriate time, it's okay to do it. Anyway, so I've been using the What If a lot with a chronic bladder problem that I've had for the past 12 years. I have MS, but I have the bladder problem feels like I have a constant UTI, and I do have recurrent UTIs, mm-hmm. but the doctors haven't been able to figure out the cause. And it's been one of those torturous things that are in my body all the time, and I know it's connected to my nervous system all the time because I'm always dealing with the pain. So I started using the what if around, you know, what if the answer is available? What if the solution is right there? What if it's easily treatable? Because at this point, I've just been going to hundreds of doctors and just being told, oh, it's IC or it's this, but never anything that gives me any resolution or help.
And what happens with the what if? How's that been going?
Well, I've been trying to do it to unlock, you know, I think over the years, I just got into the mindset of there's no solution. It's hopeless. I'm going to have to figure out how to learn. So I've been practicing moving into a different energy, hoping the solution would come. And so I'm still in the midst of that practice, trying to relax out of that mindset.
Good. Okay. So this is really a big deal. Again, this is another one of those big deal things that is so subtle that it doesn't seem like a big deal. The fact that you notice that you've noticed that you have had a vibration of hopelessness that has held you in this current state that has, and you had good reason for feeling that way. You worked in a medical system that does not necessarily serve the empath very well. So of course you would think that way. Because you forgot that you actually have the power within you to shift all of it. Mm-hmm. And you have the power within you to find solutions that are hopeful. But you, as an empath, you know, when you believe something, it's true. The universe agrees with it in a very, very big way. It says yes, 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 yes. And the double-edged sword here for us who are in programs like this, who are empaths, is that when the universe says yes, it's saying yes to both, to everything we believe. So it has been saying yes to you for a very long time, that there's no solution and it's hopeless. So that's really, really huge that you notice that and you're shifting that. Okay? So there's a subtlety that's here that's really important that why your guides wanted you and I to speak today. And that is the doing to get. Okay. Understandably so. Of course you would do to get. You have to do something to get. So right now you've moved in doing a change of mind in order to get a healing, a cure.
Yeah.
Right? And so of course you do that. And yet that's not, again, another layer of no solution and hopelessness. That's just another layer up. Okay? Because the mind thinks it has to do, which is a point of will, in order to get something, which means that the only way I'll ever be happy is if I get this. And so there's another cycle of perpetual motion of things not necessarily moving. It will move a little bit more than no solution and hopeless, but not to what you really are desiring. Okay? So the challenge with this is it's a whole completely different energy. And the whole completely different energy is about trusting and having faith and having an energy of knowing that it's going to work out, having a real understanding, conscious understanding of your great power, conscious understanding that I'm really powerful. I can create anything. I can actually create a change in my physiology. I can actually create a change. I can really genuinely change my mind so that my mind moves from control and fear and hopelessness to quiet readiness. And your soul moves into, of course, well, of course I'm good. How usual that I'm feeling good. How usual.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, So your what ifs are even indicative of this cycle of doing to get. What if there is a solution? Do you see that?
Yeah.
What if there's a solution that's also part of that doing to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
again, the opportunity is to move into a pure state of beingness, and that honestly is so simple an answer, but that's actually the answer. Because when you're in our mode of, I have to, and understandably, of course you would. You got pain and UTI and MS, and of course you would do that. I have to change this. I have to change this. I have to change this. And yet that's not the energy that creates change, especially for the empath. Oh.
So is it just to make sure I understand it, is it just a state of receptivity and just trust, like just beingness and trust without trying to put any action or energy forward to change anything?
It's a state of trust and faith and beingness that allows you to connect with spirit, mm-hmm. that allows you to be a prism of that energy that is throwing breadcrumbs into the world to invite in new support, invite in new answers. It creates a connection with spirit that allows you to receive the impulses of the soul, the I am pulse, the inspirations of the soul, and the next actions to take that are from the soul, not the mind. The mind is taking action based on what it sees as broken and needs to be changed in order to be happy. That's the mind's process, which you've been in a long, long time. And again, nothing wrong with that. It's understandable. But you have been attracted into this program to really start experiencing something different. And that is to be in that place of the center of your soul. We'll do that with everyone right now. But I just want to explain it to your brilliant mind first. Be in that place in the center of your soul so that your mind can now be in a state of quiet readiness. You stand in your conscious self in kind of that heart energy of calm, assertive. And in that, when the mind is in quiet readiness, well, it's actually calm, assertive first, connection to the soul, and then mind moves into quiet readiness. But when the quiet readiness is there and you as that conscious, heart-centered self is in calm, assertive energy, that calm, assertive means I trust my soul. I trust the outcomes that are here. I trust that everything is here for me, guiding me at every step towards what's next for the evolution of my soul. Not to be cured, but for the evolution of my soul, which likely includes curing.
Okay.
So now I'm in the center of my soul in calm, assertive energy, and now I'm connected to my source. I'm connected to divinity. I'm connected to my soul. And my soul has the plan. It has the map. It knows exactly where we're going. It knows exactly what our intention was for this soul's journey. And now we can hear the soul. And the soul gives us these amazing impulses, like that beautiful... I can't remember who it was, Stephanie or Tricia, who the guidance just kept saying, go for a walk, go for a walk, go for a walk, right? We can hear that now and act upon it. Quiet readiness of the mind means it's able to act upon those nudges from the impulses of our soul, the I am pulse of our soul. And then we go for a walk and meet the person who's going to give us a room to do Reiki in this beautiful location. You see?
Yes.
Okay, so the state of being allows us to connect with our soul, to hear the whispers of divinity that is guiding us always, but we can hear them now. And then we act on them, and suddenly you find a functional medicine doctor who actually understands more systemically what's happening to you and can guide you with supplements and some IVs and some hyperbaric chamber stuff and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which can help you from the physiological doctor, physical world perspective. You're hearing the guidance of your soul that's telling you to meditate every day or whatever the practice is that your guidance is nudging you to. The guidance is now telling your physiology and your nervous system and your hypothalamus and your pituitary to eat certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear any of this when you have to do in order to get, in order to be cured, which is what the mind wants.
That's huge.
Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so huge. It's a huge relief because I think I've been trying to use my creative empath imagination to create what I want. And when I'm not able to hold that energy because I collapse into the pain, I'm still in the place of doing it myself. And this is like a huge sigh of relief. Like, wait a minute, I don't have to do it.
That's right. You don't. You don't. Yeah. And, and you know, I find that the visualization, you know, which is part of the law of attraction stuff, it doesn't work for me. It's different for empaths. For me, the visualization comes from what if. Because that, you know, at the end of the day, what we want to do is that we want to put ourselves in the vibration of what we are desiring. And when we're, and as an empath, when we are vibrating that, we become this prism that is throwing, rippling the energy out into the universe. And beckoning and calling back and magnetizing to ourselves the solutions and the answers and the support.
Yeah.
Right? So instead of will and mind making something happen, we move into a state of being and we emanate that vibration that creates, that naturally creates.
That's so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, honey. So let's just everyone just from that perspective now. Now the mind and our intellects are now really like grokking this, like we're really having this deep understanding, and it's creating an opening. That's why I think the cognitive conversations like this are so profoundly important, because when the mind starts to get it, then there's this beautiful opening and release. So let's just everyone right now, just move into the center of our souls. Let's just do it right now. So what if, and you can do this quickly, you can either go into the sacred chamber and go through the whole process, or I do a quick one, which is, what if right now I were in the center of my soul? So just say that, everyone say that to yourself. What if right now I were in the center of my soul? And I were in this place of my core power, that I could see and notice and know and understand and feel and sense my core power. That I could be in the pure stillness of the infinite and eternal void of love that creates pure divine neutrality, that I could stand in the no thing. What if I could do that? What would that be like if I could do that? And if you're there, then claim it. I'm in the stillness. I am the stillness. I am the divine void of pure love. I am the divine neutrality. I am connected to my soul right now. Now, what does that feel like? What does that feel like for you? Describe it to me.
It feels very peaceful and expansive.
Yes.
And just quiet.
Yeah. That's it. There's nothing to do here, is there?
No, there isn't.
And so Abraham Hicks talks about this a lot, that what happens is we release the old, they call, this is their words, and I love the analogy. We release the old movie about who we are when we can find this peaceful, expansive, quiet place within us. It's real. It's actually who we are. We release the old movie of doing to get. We release the old movie of there's something wrong. There's no expectations, no attachments, no conditions here. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
And what it also does is what I've been sharing about allows us to connect and receive the new movies. The new movies about who we actually are as divine beings of love and light. The new movies that are telling us what's next. The new divine impulse, I impulse of our soul. And so for some of us, we need to find quiet in here for quite a while. It might be days, and for some of us, it's even weeks, before we start to hear the impulses and the actions and the intuitions more clearly. So just finding this quiet space every day would be very, very powerful for you. And what happens is as we start to develop this muscle of receiving, of which is really what we're doing. We're putting ourselves in a place of receiving through our connection to divine. When we do this, oh my goodness, suddenly we get go for a walk right now. It's like, I don't really want to go for a walk right now. Turn left here now. Go get some milk now. I don't drink milk. Go get milk. And then, you know, there's this one person who did an experiment for a year, and it was a friend of a friend of mine. I think they might have even been on. No, actually, I can't remember now. But I remember talking to this person about this, that they were told, go to the store and get milk. Well, I don't drink milk. Go to the store and get milk. They got the milk, paid for the milk, 2 gallons of milk. Go to this address. What? It's like, it was like, you know, midnight. What are you talking about? Go drive to this address. Go knock on the door and hand them the milk. And it was this woman who couldn't afford to buy her baby's milk, and they were screaming, and she just melted with tears.
Oh.
Because he heard. And that's the level that all of us can get to with ourselves, which is we can connect enough so that we can hear. Here's what you have for lunch. Here's when to exercise. Here's what to exercise. Here's how long to exercise. We get to hear these things. Okay?
That's helpful, yes. I've been praying for that for a while. I have felt like I can't hear any guidance.
Yeah. But you can't hear when you're doing to get. You can't. You're in control.
Right.
Can't hear. It's not possible. When we move into the center of our soul, and we just, and honestly, that what I'm talking about here is pure surrender. But surrender is a word that the mind goes, what the hell are you talking about? So I don't really talk about it too much. But that's what it is when we move into the center of our soul. We move into that stillness, into that beautiful divine neutrality. We move into that infinite void of love, of divine love. And when we're there, things start to really change within our beings, within our physiology, within our minds, and we get to hear the whispers of divinity, whispers in our ear. Go do this. Go look up this. Go call this.
Yeah. It's such a huge shift in my energy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Yeah, this is going to be a really big deal for you. And now you can start to trust what you're hearing. Because you've been holding on for dear life, honey. You've been white-knuckling it for many, many years. And it's, you know, it's gotten you to hear. So it's okay what you've gone through until this moment. But you're ready to really shift into a new, completely new state of beingness. And again, it's being to receive versus doing to get. You might just write that down somewhere. Being to receive versus doing to get. And then eventually you won't need the doing to get anymore. But for you, for right now, you need a reminder of where you've been. You've been in a lot of doing to get. And again, of course you would be. It's understandable, given what you've been going through.
I haven't been able to trust my impulses. So I look here, I look there, I ask this person, I ask that person. And yesterday I'm like, I'm tired of being outside myself.
That's right.
I can't hear myself.
That's right. That's exactly right. You're exhausted from looking outside yourself, because within you is all of the answers, really and literally. And the answers aren't just, the vibrational healing that you're doing, which is fabulous and important. The answers are, go look up this functional medicine doctor.
Right.
Are you seeing a functional medicine doctor?
Yeah, I have several.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of functional medicine. I have an amazing doctor. And so this is the emotional work too, and obviously spontaneous transformation technique. I would do it often. So whenever you have that moment of I'm hopeless, there's no solution, you know. And of course you would have felt that way. Of course you would. And it's okay to continue to feel that, but just notice you're feeling it. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to notice it, and then use it as a point of access to do a spontaneous transformation technique session on yourself. Like, I'm really excited for what's about to happen to you. It's really a big deal.
It's really
a significant shift.
Some of these powerless places for me, like I've connected them to. I lived in the Middle East, and I lived through the war. And there was a lot of energy around no way out, no solution, stuck in hell kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But do I need to go back and like re-heal those parts, or can I just work in the present day energy?
I'm always recommend work in the present, but you know, since I've taught this to quite a hundreds of practitioners now, they actually have started using it on issues. I have this issue, and they go in and do it on the issue. So for me personally, I've used it just in the moment, because the moment reveals the issue always. So if you're upset and triggered by something, if you move into hopelessness, that's the moment that you use that hopelessness to identify the emotion. Where's the emotion in your physical body? And move into the observer first, then move into that area of your physical body as the observer. Find the epicenter, find the little girl or boy for the rest of you who are listening, and then assist them in finally giving voice to that which they couldn't have voiced before, and feeling their emotions, and then asking them what they need now, and then doing the I am ceremony. I mean, it's a pretty simple process once you get used to it. So, but yes, you don't have to do it unless an issue comes up and you're like, I'm really thinking about this issue. And it's like, well, let's do an SDT on the issue. It's fine. But most of the time for me personally, I use it in the moment of reaction. But I'm also a very, very super good reactor.
Right.
So I have lots and lots of moments to do SDT on myself. So I think it'd be a really good practice for you. And the center of your soul, I would do that as often as you can.
Okay.
Remember who you are. Move into the state of beingness. I hope that was helpful for everyone, too. Thank you for bringing this forward.
Thank you so much.
Would you pick our next member from 1 to 37?
Yes, 15.
15, perfect. Thank you so much, honey. Okay, we're going to call in number 15. That is right here. Helen from Asheville, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, can you get a little bit closer to the microphone?
Yeah, let me turn the computer off. Okay, can you hear me?
Do you have a headset on, or are you just using your computer's microphone and speaker?
Phone.
I'm sorry, you have a headset on?
No, I do not.
Okay. Can you put your mouth just closer to the computer, or move the computer closer to you?
Oh, okay. Does this help?
Much better. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes. My question, I'm kind of shocked that you called me. Over the seconds. Okay. I have a bunch of questions, but this one's just come up. So I'm going to ask it. I've been feeling untethered since my mother died, and that was over 20 some years ago. And I'm just trying to get to the root of it. I mean, I know that there were issues that occurred very early in life. She was very sick while she had me. She was on bed rest for 7 of the 9 months. During that time, she told me that actually a year before she died, she told me this story. I had no idea that she had, told me, she was just spending that time because things were so frantic with my father, that she was talking to me and how I was going to help her and be her helper and be her savior and all this kind of stuff, which really amazed me when she was telling me this story. But then found out that I was farmed out with the other kids right after I was born, and I didn't see her for 2 years. Okay. So I was just stunned by that. And when she passed away, I was just felt like I had been abandoned again. I didn't put all of that together.
Uh-huh.
So it's only been within a couple of years of that I started connecting the dots, because she had gone to a retirement home. Let's say about a year and a half before she passed away. Mm-hmm. And I had her living with me. And so what happened when I ended up helping her for a week to set up, and I came back to the place and it was, relatively empty because of her stuff being gone. And so I ended up like almost mindlessly rearranging everything so that I wouldn't hear the echo in the place. And so at the end of that, which was about a day and a half, what rolled off my lips was, okay, Mommy, you can come back. I'll be good now.
Aww.
So
Okay, so let's just, first of all, I want to share with you that everything that happened to you and in your relationship with your mother is not who you are. Okay, and that goes for all of us. All the things that happen to us, you know, we all have these stories of deep, deep pain and suffering. And it's not who we are. It's things that happen to us. Okay, so so just first of all, notice that. What does that feel like to know that this isn't actually, none of that story is who you are? Is that true?
It's hard to separate from that.
I get that. And that your mind really wants to cling to the story. And that's okay. That's okay for your mind to want to cling to the story. It's all right. Because who are you without that story, my love?
That's interesting, because what I said was when I was trying to shift it, it was just I get into confusion.
Yeah. So part of it is because you're trying to. Your mind is really doesn't want to shift it. So who are you without that story? Who are you really?
I feel like a blank slate.
That's true. That's true. Your mind would consider a blank state, blank slate scary. Your soul loves a blank slate.
Oh, that's really funny, because for years I've been saying I'm living in a gray zone.
Yeah. So I wrote a book called The Big Book of You, and I wrote Life is Gray and Good. Right? It's the in-between. You know, when life is black and white, it's frickin' boring, man, because black and white means, you know, good or bad, right or wrong, right? And we as humans play and evolve and revel in the grays. That's where we do our best work, is in the gray, right? So what if right now you knew that you were so much more than this story? What if you absolutely knew that? What do you think? And all of us, let's all of us do that. What if we absolutely knew in our hearts, in our soul, in our viscera, in every part of us, what if we actually knew this, that we were so much more than the stories of what happened to us in this lifetime? What if we knew that? What do you think that might feel like if you knew you were so much more than your story? The shift happening already. But what do you think that might feel like if you did know? I mean, we know that that's not true, because you are the story and all this stuff happened to you, and we know that. But what if you knew that you aren't that, that you are so much more than this story?
It's just strange. I can't do that on a dime.
So what if you could? What do you think that might be like if you could do it?
It's like I'd have to look at a third person and say, well, you know, I'm that third person, and maybe it could happen to her. You know?
Yeah. So, okay, let me reframe this then, Hilly. What if you knew, do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe that you are a spark of divinity itself?
I actually do.
Okay. So if that's true, then what does that feel like to be a spark of divinity?
Oh, thank you. That helped the shift.
Yeah. And so, you know, those were the words that I wanted to say from the beginning, but your guides wouldn't let me because they want you to see the difference. So the words that I used were, what if you are so much more than your story? And the word that your mind glommed on was story. I'm a story. I'm a story. I'm a story. I'm a story. It's like a little Pac-Man eating at the story. Story, 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 story. They're actually giving me that image. So... and in fact, you are a divine being of light. You're a spark of divinity. That's who you actually are. And once this lifetime is through, none of that story is going to have any significant meaning. Right? And if it did have significant meaning, you'd remember all the stories of all the past lives, and you probably have much, much more traumatic stories from other lifetimes. Right? So we don't retain all those stories, because we know when we go to the other side, we remember who we actually are, powerful beings of divine light. Is that true?
Yeah.
So what if you actually could feel yourself on this planet at this time as that spark of divinity? What if you actually could feel that? And the rest of you do the same. What do you think that might feel like, Helene, if you could feel that?
feels liberating.
Yeah, so breathe into that liberation. Breathe into it. Right? Feel that liberation. Feel that as you notice that there's liberation here, there's a frequency of liberation here, there's a vibration of liberation here, and as you breathe into it, notice that it expands. Does that feel true?
Yeah, it's gone all the way down to my little one.
Beautiful. So all your little ones are now feeling the liberation of your truth, of your divine nature. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's it feel like to be in this state of liberation as the spark of divinity?
You have to excuse me, my mind is popping in.
That's okay. Just say thanks very much, beautiful mind. That's actually pretty cool that you noticed that.
Yeah.
And so you just say thanks very much, beautiful mind, but I'm just going to hang out over here in divine liberation. Thanks so much. So I've got this. I'm going to stand in divine liberation for a little while longer. Okay? And what's it feel like to be in divine liberation?
I feel safe.
What's that, hon? I can you get closer to the microphone again?
Yeah, I feel safe.
Because
I haven't felt ever.
That's right. So notice that your mind has a lot to say about how you haven't felt safe. Thank you very much, beautiful mind. I get it. And yet, I'm going to hang out over here in safety. I'm going to hang out over here in safety. I know what safety feels like now. Beautiful. So just allow yourself to feel the safety. So that safety is a reflection of your divine spark. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a natural part of being you, is to feel safe because you are divinity itself. Is that true?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. There we go. Lovely. So just there's a big shift happening here now. I'm going to put my hands in the vibration of the shift. It's happening for all of us. So feel ourselves as divine, as the spark of divinity that we... And now I'm going to say those words again, and I want you to feel, now that you're standing in the liberation and the safety of the divine spark that is you, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to hear the words now. You are so much more than this story. Is that true now?
It is.
It's kind of obvious at this stage, isn't it? Well, duh, of course I am. I'm divinity itself. I am so much more than anything that happened between my mom and I. So much more. Right? And yet, you know, from this perspective now, standing in safety and liberation of the divine spark of you, for the rest of you, whatever your word describes that, standing in the divine spark of you, from this perspective, you can see that the things that happened to us were definitely important for this lifetime, but not because it made us, it's not because of who we are. It's because it allowed us to actually evolve. It allowed us to have a foil to become more of this divine spark. So there's no damage or upset with the story. There's simply this story that created this wonderful compression that allowed us to get to this very moment where we could evolve from it and become more of the divine spark that we are. Does that feel true?
Yes, it actually does.
Yeah. Yeah, so now instead of the story running us, now the story is just something that happened to us. Neither good nor bad. There's just something that happened. Just something that occurred that was, you know, part of what forged us, part of what allowed us to evolve into this very moment, right?
Yeah.
And so as we feel the story kind of dropping away in terms of weight, if you will. That's what the word they gave me, so there's significance there. So as the story drops away, as the weight of that story just simply drops out of our field, it just naturally drops out. Does that feel true?
yes, as that, yes, as that heavy, heavy, burdensome.
Yeah, so the heavy burdensome is just gone because it was just part of the brilliant soul's journey that you chose this lifetime to play with, to evolve into knowing more deeply the divine spark that you are, that you actually totally are embracing and being and consciously aware of in this moment, the liberation and the safety of that. Does that still feel true?
Yes.
And even and now, I want you to notice that your mind isn't even bothering to intervene. Does that feel true?
No. That's, yeah.
Good. And so that's good. And so the yeah, go ahead.
I said it just feels calm.
That's right. Oh, my God, isn't that exciting? This is what I was talking about. Quiet readiness.
Yeah.
Quiet readiness. So the mind takes action upon the impulses of the soul. Right? So when the story's in there clogging it all up with burden and expectation dashed and disappointment and resentment, and again, there's nothing wrong with any of that. But when that becomes the dominant force in our life, and we've forgotten, we've vacated our soul, and our mind has no choice but to try and use will to figure things out, to try and pressure and use fear and focus on the story. Now the mind is free to be what it's naturally inclined to be, which is in quiet readiness and calmness, waiting for the impulse of the soul.
Absolutely.
And the mind takes action upon that in the world.
Well, I'm getting that, like, for the first time.
That's
even
awesome.
Though I'm getting different words, yeah.
Yeah. So, you are way, way more than this story. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's kind of like laughably obvious now, isn't it?
Yes, really. I just got the duh.
Duh. Oh, beautiful. Duh. I used to call it the duh factor.
Yeah, really.
Well done. That was beautiful. And thank you for that, for being the catalyst, for bringing that forward for everyone.
Thank you.
Really, really good work here. I don't know if you noticed, but there's a big weight that's been released from the back of your neck, right where the head meets the neck there.
A couple of days, my neck has been cracking and moving. It's just been weird.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a nice release happening back there.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you pick our next member from 1 to 39? 33. 33, okay. 33, I write it down. Okay, thank you so much, Helene. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I need a little bio break. So we're going to take a little 10-minute break here. And I'm going to play music for some of it, and it might be silent for some because the music will only play for about 4 minutes. It's not automatic. So we'll be back at about 5 after 12 p.m., 5 after the hour, wherever you are. So it's going to be 12 p.m. here in about 6 minutes. So 5 minutes after 12 Pacific time, so that's 1:05, 2:05, 3:05 Eastern. Okay, so I will see you in 10 minutes. I'm going to play a little bit of music to start with, and then I will. Then there'll likely be silence until I come back on. Okay, so here's some music for you. Let's do Awake. It's a long one. I'll see you at 5 after.
So a deer, a female deer, ray a drop of golden sun. Me a name I call myself, far a long, long way to run. So a needle pulling thread, la, a note to follow, so. A drink with jam and bread that will bring us back to dough. A deer, dough, a female deer, dough, ray, a drop of golden sun. Golden sun. Me a name I call myself, far a long, long way to run. So a needle pulling thread. To follow some tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back to do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to our final hour of our Healathon. So far, so good, huh? We're getting some nice comments here about people who are saying that I haven't needed to call in, as every caller so far has asked the perfect question for me. Wow. Serendipity, synchronicity. Yes, Jill. Yay. Okay, so someone else, Angela, shared from London also, nothing short of brilliant, popping like popcorn, feel the magical flow of energy and infinite joy. I am held in love. Wow, wow, wow. Yes, you are. yeah, Margaret's asking me about a specific symptom. I honestly don't know the answer, honey. I'm sorry. It feels like it could be some lymphatic stuff. Let's see. Janice is sharing, love this program, had trust issues my whole life until I listened to the program about feeling safe. Did not realize that safety had been the crux of my issue since being a child. So my question, which comes first, safety or trust? Would appreciate your insight. Both. that's a question that comes from the mind, trying to figure it out. And it really is a state of beingness again. That's a state of being. Safety is a state of being. Trust is a state of being, right? So it's a thing that we are, not something that we do. Hope that helps a little bit. Okay. So Lisa is calling. Lisa is asking from Dublin. I only did one or two sessions the entire time. I have good intentions and don't follow through. So it's just a brilliant pattern of your mind. And you, when you kind of play with it, like push it just a little bit. Just push it a little bit to say, I'm doing it. You know, kind of use a tiny bit of will so that you can get to the peace of the resistance, and then do some healing work to unwind it. So it would be good if you found one of the STT sessions that are, you know, now all the 21 days are recorded there. So look for some of the STT sessions. They're all highlighted, which is Spontaneous Transformation Technique, STT sessions. And do one of those just about doing the program and see if that will help. Right. Just being, how liberating. Yeah, that's someone that is just shared. Okay, good. You guys are doing great here. Okay, so we're going to go to caller number 33. And there you are. Looks like we're going to Illinois. Last four digits are 4806. 4806, you're on the air.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Sharon.
Hi, Shannon or Sharon?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Sharon.
How can I support you, honey?
Well, I just want to let you know, back in 2011, you kind of saved me. I found your Healing with the Masters.
Yeah.
And I followed you through all that. And I did the 45-day meditation.
Oh, cool.
And now this weight loss. Which I kind of probably just need to lose about 5 to 10 pounds, but I can't seem to accept like thin is not enough, you know. I want to be thinner
right.
or more fit.
Yeah.
So I've been just kind of stuck home with quarantine and everything, and I lost a dear friend about a week and a half ago to ALS.
Hmm.
So you're just listening to you every day really helps a lot. Stay centered and focused and know that he was on his soul journey and, you know, looking at it from that way then.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to lose our friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though it is their soul journey and we trust the process and, you know, they're not here. We are.
I know, yeah. It's unbelievable to me
yeah,
that he's not here.
Hard. It is hard to believe, isn't it, when they leave. Yeah. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to feel, absolute okay to feel grief when we lose someone. You know, it's different.
Yeah.
It's a different life without them. So, of course, you'd feel grief. So, yeah, we get to allow ourselves that and allow ourselves to feel those human emotions. That's part of why we're here, is to feel and express those. So,
I just wanted to thank you because you've helped me through this whole quarantine and through after I had my son back in 2010. Your healing with the masters helped me because I had some of the postpartum depression and that just really
yeah.
helped a lot. So. You've just been
oh,
very
I'm
helpful.
I'm so glad.
Well, thank
I'm so
you.
Glad we've been playing together for all these years. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Makes me happy.
That's thank you very much.
That's all you wanted to say? Oh, how great.
I just wanted to say thanks.
So Sharon, right now, feel that gratitude. Just feel the gratitude in your field. Just feel it. Everyone feel the gratitude that Sharon is expressing. Just feel it within yourself. Just allow that gratitude to grow. There it is. It's a signature. That's growing when we pay attention to it. So just allow that gratitude to expand. Fill your space. Yeah, it can start with a thought and turn it into a state of beingness. There we go. There's a nice shift happening for all of us as we just feel gratitude. Many of you might be smiling right now as you feel the gratitude. There we go. There's a nice shift happening. Excellent. Well, thank you, Sharon.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
and
you.
And Sharon, will you pick our next person from 1 to 36?
11.
11 it is.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye now. Okay, we're going to caller number 11. And that is... let's see. 0812. You're on the air. 0812. It looks like it's from...
Hello?
New York. Yes. Is that Loretta?
Yes.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi, Jennifer.
How can I support you?
Well, you know, it's funny. I sat and made finger motions for 11 when you said 11. And then I was chewing on something at the same time, and I'm like, okay, they're going to call you. So hurry up and swallow. So hurry up and drink some water.
Okay, you need to take a drink of water?
I did.
Okay,
just
good.
Before you, when you were saying my number, I was like, oh no. But I'm good now. I'm
okay,
good.
How can I support you, honey?
You know, I was in a weight loss program before you started the first program.
Mm-hmm.
And when COVID came, I kind of went backwards from being home instead of out moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, like, as I got into the middle of the program, my number started going up a little
mm-hmm.
bit, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
it started to come back down. And then when it was like, I was like on a up and down for
right.
a couple of weeks. Now I'm like at a standstill mm-hmm. at one number and it's not moving much. But,
okay. So there's something going on here that, and again, I've been talking about this quite a bit, the power of you as an empath. When we bring our full focus on something and our beliefs to something, we will 100%, the universe says yes to us, by the way, the universe is us, and we manifest it. So that's the double-edged sword there is whether we, if it's a good thing we believe or a bad thing we believe, we will create it powerfully. So you got a little jam going here with the scale.
Yeah.
You got a little belief around the scale, you know, whether it's possible for it to go down. Okay. So the first thing that's happening is the up and down was a little bit of detox. That usually happens in the first couple of weeks. And sometimes even months, is that the scale goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, because what's happening is we're releasing weight, but we're also releasing toxins, which creates inflammation, and then our liver and our kidneys and so on are not in a healthy enough state to deal with all the toxic material, and so we get inflamed, which adds weight. I would say for most of us in a course like this, I would say 20% of your weight is toxins and inflammation.
Okay. And I do have some issues, though.
So. Yeah. So that means that it's not pure weight loss. It's actually like fat loss, I should say. It is actually inflammation that is falsely looking like it's higher on the scales. So especially as you do the 21 days and, you know, releasing a lot of emotional toxins, which show up as toxins in the system. And, you know, the liver, I would say do the liver one a couple more times. That would be a really good one for you to do a bunch more times. And the pancreas one in particular as well for you would be good. So do those ones a few more extra times. I think that would be helpful. But the big thing here is and the big thing here is your beliefs about the scale itself and the numbers on the scale. How often do you weigh yourself?
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's wreaking a little bit of havoc with your poor mind.
I said that because I said I was going to, like, wait a couple of days, but being that I'm still following this Noom, this weight loss program.
Sure.
It tells you to weigh every day so that you can put it in the app. So and some days I'm like, I'm just going to press the thing. I don't want to know.
Yeah. So it feels like it might be. And before you started with Noom, how often did you weigh yourself?
Hardly ever.
Exactly. So we went from one extreme to the other. Okay, so it feels, and now there's all this expectation built and fear even built around the scale. So it might be good for you to just stop weighing yourself a little bit and maybe just weigh yourself once a week to see what the aggregate is happening, because you're going to have a lot of up and down and then plateaus.
Okay.
And it's wreaking a little havoc with your poor little mind. Okay.
And I know, and I try not to focus on it. It's hard.
Yeah. I know, it is hard, especially at this stage. Like, it's the early, early stages of this, right? And weighing yourself every day is tough on the mind. And then the mind decides that it can't happen. It's not working. It's not working. Oh, my God, it's not working. Is anything ever going to work? It's never going to work. This is where the mind goes.
That sounds
And I'm not, you know, for some people, it's actually a good thing to weigh every day. So I'm not saying this for everyone. For me personally, not good to weigh every day. I only weigh once every week, sometimes 10 to 14 days. That's how often I weigh myself. It's not good for my mind. I know myself enough to know that I'm going to do exactly what you're doing. I'm going to look at the weigh, I'm going to be disappointed, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes I'll weigh myself, and in anticipation of being disappointed, I'll already catastrophize it that I've gained 5 pounds, it's going to be horrible. And then, you know, I did that. You know, I did not eat well at all during the COVID thing, at all. I went kind of insane. And I ate things I haven't eaten in years and years and years and years and years. So I thought I was well over 200 pounds. I really thought I was. And so I'm just assuming that I'm going to get on the scale and say, okay, it's time to finally weigh yourself because you're going to make some changes now. You're going to do this program now. And I got on and I wasn't. And I celebrated that I'd only gained 4 pounds.
Wow.
These are the games we play with our mind, right? These are the games we play with our mind. So that's about yourself.
That's what I looked at when COVID first started. And and of course, I was on this program for a while. I did lose a lot of weight on it now in the first at least half of the year. And then I was still losing really good, like just before they said that we can't go anywhere, that the best thing to do is to stay in the house.
Yeah.
And then I also celebrated that I really didn't gain back what I lost from the beginning.
That's pretty
cool. I kind of felt good.
That's pretty cool.
Said, wow.
Yeah.
I looked and it maintained that even numbers, like going across straight instead of going way up.
That's right.
I didn't
good. So that's good. So the weighing every day thing right now, maybe not so good for you. Until you get to a point where it doesn't matter one way or the other. And you're not quite there yet. So you might just want to take a break from weighing every day. You could go back to it eventually when the, you know, mm-hmm. when the scale starts to change a little bit. So something else happened to many of us during this COVID thing, and I've talked about this a little bit during the 21 days, but I want to talk about it today specifically because it's related to you, and that is when COVID hit and the world kind of went insane, really, literally, and a lot of people have kind of moved deep, deep, deep into fear. That's why there's so many weird conspiracy theories out there, and even if there's some truth to them, the level of people attaching so much energy to needing it to be right and forcing other people to agree with their point of view, these behaviors are indicative of not being in a state of being. They're indicative of not claiming a state of love, right? So even if you believe the conspiracies, that's great. Does it make you feel really, really good? Then cut it out. It doesn't matter, right? If it doesn't make you feel really good, then don't put your focus so much attention on what gives you stress. You know, if you need to be right about something, there's something going wrong there, right? So the reason I'm sharing that little piece was there's a little teaching moment in there for some people on this call who really believe in the conspiracy theories. And again, nothing wrong with that. I think there's kernels of truth in everything that shows up. However, how does it make you feel? The challenge with that time frame is that all these people started glomming on to the fear. A lot of people went into fear of the unknown. The whole planet was in this strange vibrational upset. And the empaths, the people in our courses like this, and empaths in particular who hold weight, we really were impacted. And so one of the things that I, and you were particularly impacted during that time, and are still holding on a little bit. So one of the things that I recommend is noticing how much is yours and how much is the rest of the world going insane. Now, normally I would say how much is yours and how much is theirs, but I've changed it now since COVID to how much is ours and how much is the world going insane. So for the emotional kind of frustration of the weight holding that you've been experiencing, Loretta, during COVID, how much of that energy of holding and the upset that's part of it is yours? Give me a percentage. And how much is the rest of the planet going kind of nuts right now? So give me a percentage of how much is yours.
I think only 10% of it is mine.
That's absolutely correct. So notice that 90% of this energy is not yours. The rest of you don't accept.
Yeah.
And I want you to notice that what's powerful about you as an empath is as soon as you notice it, the energy dissipates. As soon as we bring attention to the truth that only 10% is mine, and 90% of this isn't even mine, it releases out of your field, and it's now outside of you, and now you're in a clear space with just 10%. Does that feel true right now?
Yes.
So now you're in just the 10%. 10% is totally manageable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So the 10% is now yours to play with, now yours to heal, now yours to do a little spontaneous transformation with, moving into the center of your soul with, going into the sacred chamber with, doing a little laser treatment, popping into one of the classes, one of the 21 days with. You take that 10%, you use it as a point of resistance, and you heal from that. But now you don't have to heal the world along with it. And the irony of this is that when you heal that 10%, you're also healing the 90% of the planet who's having something similar.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
You become that spark of divinity.
Trying to heal them.
That's right. You're not trying to heal them. You heal yourself.
I was before. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You heal yourself, and by proxy, you actually support everyone in their healing. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
That's the power of the empath. We are little prisms of light that are impacting everyone. So when we have a strong belief about how powerful we are a prism that is pulsing that into the world, and everyone gets to have a little piece of that, like without us giving anything away. We just get to be ourselves.
Is it true that empaths really pull more in, like the feeling of what's been going on? I kind of get a little down from it, like as if I wish I could fix it.
Well, yes,
but
that's
heavy.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's not yours. So release it.
Okay. Okay.
Release it and play with the 10% that is yours, which helps everyone. That's how you help them. The 90% of the people that of the energy that's in your field that isn't yours is weighing you down, literally. It's creating weight in your field, literally. And when you release that weight, when you release that in back to them, it's actually doing them a service. Because when we take on other people's energy, we're not helping the other people at all. We're down there, they're on their knees, and we're down there on our knees with them. If we're standing, we become a fulcrum of leverage of power that can help them up off their knees. But if we're down on our knees with them, we're both down there sinking away. So when we determine that it's not our energy, it's not ours. And we release it, first of all, it's a gift for them to receive it back again, number one. Number two, when we can play with the 10, 20, 15, 20% that is ours and do some powerful healing with that and transformation with that with conscious attention on it, we now become the pulse of that healing for everyone. Isn't that cool?
Wow. That's beautiful.
I think this is really going to shift things for you. Piece about not holding other people's energies. Yeah, it's not yours, and it does them a disservice for you to take it on.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think I really need it. Actually, I know I really needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I was carrying a lot.
You were.
And didn't know how to let it go.
No, of course the scale would reflect that. So, and I would just take a break from the scale for a couple weeks. You know, like maybe once every 10 days, get on the scale. And then when things start to, you know, shift a little bit and you start really notice the scale going down and you want to weigh yourself more and get back into the Noom process, then that's good.
Okay.
That
helps. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Loretta. Well done. And is it okay if I move my attention on to someone else?
Sure.
Okay, so would you pick a number from 1 to 36?
36.
Okay, going to 36. Perfect. Thanks, honey. Okay, we're going to caller 36. Just find that. Okay, there we go. Okay, so Adriana, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Oops, you just muted yourself. Hang on, let me mute yourself. Unmute you. Don't touch any of that stuff. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry, I'm just a little having a hard time with my vocal cords. Gosh, thank you so much for the space. And what I want to, there's like everything that's been, shared today has been really powerful and it's really supported what an additional thing that I have. And that's that, you know, I've been going to school and I find that my journey through school has been about, not really about school, but it's about the deeper awareness and deeper healings of all the different aspects of myself.
Uh-huh.
And so right now I'm trying to finish my thesis and for moms with postpartum depression. And I'm just struggling. Like I've had a whole month to try to put this whole thing together, and it's getting closer and closer, and the most I have is 2 pages, and, you know, I feel like this.
Okay, so there's a glitch here. Okay, so you've got, hang on a second. Can you turn your volume on your computer down just a little bit?
Oh, down?
Yeah, so that I'm not hearing my voice.
Okay, there we go.
Okay,
good. Better?
Yeah. So, you're describing a little bit of procrastination energy. And so there is no such thing as procrastination. What's happening in those instances is there's a glitch. And the glitch is usually, in your case, it feels like the glitch is, who am I going to be when, is it a PhD or a master's thesis?
A PhD.
Yeah. Who am I to have a PhD? It feels like the belief. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So why would you get your thesis done if you have this belief of who the hell am I to be a PhD? Aren't we adorable?
Yes.
So we invent this thing called I'm procrastinating to label it so we don't have to deal with it. Again, adorable. Right? So, Adriana, who are you not to get a PhD? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess the truth is that I do believe that.
Yeah. Oh, you do believe, which do you believe?
I guess the thing is that I do believe that, like, you know, who I am, who am I? I'm not the expert, you know, there's other people that are gifted.
Yeah.
You know, people won't take me serious.
There you go.
I mean, it's
so all of those, isn't that brilliant? Those, all those beliefs, there's no way with all those beliefs that you could actually get a PhD and done and get your, your thesis done and get your PhD. How could you possibly do that? You are fighting with an inner demon that says, no, you're not worthy. You're not good enough. No. So what if you were exactly the right person to do this particular thesis at this time on the planet? What if you knew that that was true? Let's just play and pretend here. We know that that's not true. But what if it were? What do you think that might feel like? And the rest of you just play along with something that you've been wanting that you just don't think is possible. What if you are the exact right person to do this thesis at this time on this planet? If we're absolutely 100% right, correct, as it should be, what if you knew that that was true? What do you think that might feel like if you knew it was perfect and right? What do you think that might feel like, Adrian?
I'm sorry, I don't even know how that would feel like.
Well, what if you did know? What do you think that might feel like? Just pretend for a minute that you know.
Okay.
You know that you don't, but just pretend that you do. What do you think that might feel like if you did know?
Just a weight off my shoulders.
That's right.
Feel light. I'd feel like things would shift and...
Yep, so you're going down a little bit of a mind path. So just move back into weight off your shoulders and feel light. Just feel that. Just breathe into that. Feel the weight off your shoulders and feel the lightness in your field. Just feel the lightness in your field. There we go. There's a nice opening happening. It's an opening around your collarbones that's happening as you just feel the lightness and the weight off. That's it. There we go. There's a really big shift happening here. Good. What does it feel like to be light? What's it like to feel light?
Free.
Yeah. So feel that freedom. Breathe into it. And as you breathe into the freedom and the lightness, notice that there's more space around you. Does that feel true?
Yes, it does.
Good. And as there's more space around you, there's kind of more space for you to put the pieces together of what you've been studying. And there's like these new associations that can be made that can't be made when there's no space. So just notice all the space that's around you. Does that feel true?
It's so true.
Yeah. Just feel all that freedom and that lightness and the space. And the free thinking that's now available to you now. The free thinking and the new associations that can be made. And there we go. There's a nice shift happening here. Good. Beautiful. I'm just going to mute your line while that plane goes by. That's it. Just feel that. Feel that lightness. Feel that space. Beautiful. And now as you feel that lightness and that space and kind of just sense the state of beingness. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Yeah, just notice what that's like. What's it like to just be in this moment? No expectations, no conditions, no attachments, just being. The rest of you do the same. What's that like? Oops, sorry, I had to mute you for a sec. Okay, go ahead. What's that like?
Oh, it just feels so free and just so light and just so good and
that's right.
Just so grounded and peaceful.
Good. Now feel that grounded and peaceful energy. And now, is it right and proper and appropriate and perfect for you to be writing this thesis and getting your PhD?
Yes.
Duh. Duh. Is it a duh?
Yes.
Duh. Of course it's you. Of course you're supposed to do this. Of course you're bringing a special expertise. Of course. Okay. So now that you're in this energy, I want you to know something really interesting, and this is something that empaths often do, especially those who are leaders and teachers and healers, which is we often experience what we're going to be teaching. We've often experienced what we're going to be supporting people with in their healings. You know, I've had extreme fibromyalgia, extreme adrenal exhaustion, cancer, you know, many injuries, misalignments, blah, 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 you know, sexual abuse and narcissism and alcoholism. You know, that's been the things that have happened to me. It's not who I am. These are things that have happened to me so that I could have a level of compassion here. I could have a level of compassion here for, sorry, hang on a second. I muted someone's line by mistake. So that I could then bring that compassion and a deeper understanding in a way that I'm able to, because I've had a lifetime of this, I'm able to communicate and have compassion in a way that I might not have if I hadn't experienced those things. I'm not to say that we all have to experience what we're going to be teaching and coaching about. I don't believe that's the path. But for many of us, especially as empaths, it's what we did. So your guides are kind of showing me that real stuck feeling is essentially what, and I think you already know this, is essentially what people are going through when they have postpartum depression. They just can't move it. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you 100%.
Yeah, so this is in part why you're able to write about this topic and in part why you just experienced what you experienced. I'm sorry, I have to keep muting out your line here. Part of what you're experiencing, what you've experienced, is so that you could actually write about it in a way that that not only the people that are reading your thesis, but the people who will eventually read the book and will eventually take your coaching program around this. And eventually the people that you're going to be helping lots and lots of people with this. They will be able to experience this and in a way that it's like they got heard, right? They've been heard. And so, of course, you are the person to do this. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are. Okay, so you got this. You'll start digging in, and if you have another moment of procrastination, just notice that, oh, my God, I want to put that big, huge label of procrastination on it so I don't have to deal with it. Instead, you look it straight, square in the eyes and say, thank you very much. I know there's something here for me, revealing what's ready to be transformed next that I'm likely going to be including in the thesis. Okay?
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Adriana. That was really cool. Are you feeling complete? Can we move on to the next person?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who is our next person from 1 to 34?
18.
Very cool. Thank you, honey. Okay, we're going to caller number 18. And it's interesting, I think that one's been chosen a couple times today. So we're going to 2917. Oops. You are on the air. Looks like I'm
in
Florida. Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Hi, my name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. I would like some help with being able to experience joy and laughter and fun. I've been suicidal for 3 years. My daughter tried to kill herself 3.5 years ago, and I know I took it on from her because I was never that way, ever, my entire life. I've always been a happy person. And ever since that happened, it's like my life just fell apart, trying to keep her alive. And she is fine now. She's on medication and everything, but she treats me horrible. I mean, if I cry in front of her, she's like, what the F is wrong with you? Shut up. I'm so sick of you crying, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
How old is your daughter?
She just turned 18.
Hmm.
And her dad is a billionaire, so they all of a sudden don't want to be around me. I have 50-50 custody, and I haven't seen them hardly at all, and they won't even answer the phone. I text my daughter, and she won't. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
And yeah, so I'm sorry you're going through all this,
they were my only reason for living. You know what I mean?
Right, like, and that's a problem. That's a big problem. When someone is your reason, someone else is your reason for living.
It's a huge
setup for depression.
Mom. Yeah.
It's a huge setup for
depression. But I don't want to kill myself, but I can't stop thinking about it because I feel like I don't have any reason to be here.
Yeah, so this is what happens when we give ourselves completely to another human being, even if it's our kids. Right. And so when we do that, then the vibration that is there for them is like, I can't respect that because there's no there there. Right. So the opportunity for you, Julie, is to now move into honoring yourself, respecting yourself, not requiring your daughter or anyone, in fact, in order to
I have a son, too. He's 15.
So you don't need anyone to tell you.
Yeah.
Whether you're worthy or not. And when you rely on someone else to define your worth, you know, they can't. They can't find your worth because you haven't.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think it might feel like if you, and we're just going to play with this, okay? And we know this isn't true. None of what we're about to play with is true. We're just going to play and fantasize and pretend. Is that okay?
Yeah.
What if you absolutely knew 100% that you were worthy? What do you think that might feel like? The rest of you play with this. What if you knew it in your bones that you were worthy? And there's just no question of it. Of course I'm worthy. And, of course, we know that's not true, but we're going to play with that. What if it were true? What do you think you might feel like if it were true?
I think it would feel great. I would feel confident and strong.
Good. So feel the greatness, feel the confidence, and feel the strength. Yeah. Just play with it. Just feel the great confidence and strength. Nothing more. We don't have to put any story around it. We don't have to say what it was or what it wasn't. We're just in the moment right now, breathing in great confidence and strength. Just be in this moment right now, breathing in great confidence and strength. Right now, you're just breathing in greatness and confidence and strength. You're feeling it, and as you feel it and breathe it in, it's expanding your space around you. Does that feel like that could be true?
Yeah.
Okay, so just feel the greatness and the confidence and the strength. And what's that like? To feel the space growing around you, filling with this potency of great confidence and strength. What's that like?
Better than the other.
Yeah, so I want you to notice that your mind, the only thing it can do is compare. But instead of saying what it isn't, I want you to notice what it is. What is it to feel great confidence and strength? Describe it to me. Bring your full consciousness to it, and when you describe it, you awaken it even more. So instead of describing what it isn't, describe what is it to be great confidence and strength. Describe it to me. Tell me what it's like.
It feels worthy of anything. It feels like I could do what I want and accomplish it and not worry about it.
Yeah, so notice that you're kind of going back to what it's not, and that's okay. Just notice that. It's all right to do that.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. So, but you're worthy. You do what you want with confidence.
Good.
Very good. Very good. So as you stand in this vibration of confidence and strength, and you're noticing that it allows you to do what you want, as you notice this potency in your field that's creating more strength, does that feel true?
Yeah.
Good. And as you notice all of that, right, we're gonna observe some mechanics here. Okay, so the mechanics of what happens when you stand in your greatness and your confidence and your strength and you feel your worthiness and you know that you can do what you want with confidence. When you know this, when you know these things, right, when you know these things, you vibrate at a slightly different level. Does that feel true?
Yes.
The potency in your field is greater. Does that feel true?
Yes.
And so what happens is now as you're vibrating at that, there's a rippling, if you will, a prism energy, if you will, that is moving through you, past you, into the broader universe. And so now anyone who comes into contact with this version of you, they have to respond to it. They have to. They have no choice but to respond to the great confidence, strength, Julie. Right?
Yes.
And so how do you think the people in your life might respond to the strength, great confidence, Julie, and not the one that's pretending to be, but the one that actually is, that you're feeling right now, that has space in your field, that you're doing what you want, that you have confidence? How do you think the rippling energy that is moving out into the universe, that if someone enters the universe, how might they respond now?
I think they would love being around that energy and being
that's
around
correct.
Me.
That's correct. Now, we're looking at the mechanics. We're just observing now. I want you to notice that that's actually who you are. This is who you are. You are great, you're confident, and you have strength. This is actually who you are. Does that feel like that could be true?
That's who I want to be.
Well, it's too late, honey. You just are it. You are it right now. It's too late.
Okay, I'm glad.
Right? So you are great, confident, strength. You're feeling it right now. Is that true?
Yes.
It's in your field. It's potency. Is that true?
Yes.
You're already noticing that when the people enter your field that they want to be around this energy. Is that true?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, that's who you are and what you attract in that version of Julie. And it's not a version, it's actually who you are. This is your divine self. Does that feel like that could be true? This is the spark of divinity version of you. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Now, I want you to compare that to the Julie that was just a little while ago. And I want you to see the mechanics of how people would treat that Julie that doesn't know who they actually are. That believe something so completely different than who they are, that they're weak somehow, that they're not worthy somehow. Now, how might the people in her life treat her? They have no choice,
terrible.
Do they? They're responding to her energy, aren't they?
Yeah. I face it all the time.
It isn't them, is it? It's actually you, my love.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's not your daughter. It's you. And here's what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not meaning that to sound critical either. It's just it's so obvious when you stand in your greatness, your power, and your strength that the people around you will treat you very differently. They will treat you as strength, power, and confidence. Does that feel true?
Yeah. Yes.
You'll have a completely different relationship with your daughter. Okay. So your daughter is... She's not the kindest person in the world.
Oh, no. She's so cruel.
Yeah.
She doesn't
feel
love. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She doesn't feel emotion.
That's right. So you get
well,
to
she's
that
like
man
her
in
dad.
Your cuff. Yes. She's a little bit of a narcissist. That's right. So she's she's not a very kind person. So
no.
When you start standing in your greatness, your confidence, and strength, she might try and get you to play again. In the old victim role.
Yeah.
So that's okay. I want you'll just get to notice it and go, actually, that's not who I am anymore. I had this old belief that's not true, that I was weak, and I'm not. I'm powerful,
yeah.
I'm strong, and I'm worthy, and I do what I want with confidence. And as you start really claiming that, then she's going to likely increase her behavior to get you to play with you more. And you don't have to. You get to stand in your power. You get to protect your heart by being your power. It's not something you have to do. You don't protect yourself. You have a natural protection by standing in your power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so she is going to increase her behavior to get you to play again, and you're going to notice it and go, no, I'm standing in my power. Okay?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Feels better, way better.
Eminently doable. Eminently beable, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just figure out what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah, so that's something that your mind is going to take you right out of it by statements like that, and it's okay to make statements like that. But I want you to notice that's your mind trying to take you right out of greatness, confidence, and strength. So remember what I shared with I think it was Loretta, when we talked about the paradigm of what's happening when you stand, Julie, in your greatness, confidence, and strength, that's metaphorically speaking. When you stand and know your worthiness, you know that you're great, you know that you're confident, you know that you're strong. When you stand in that, you now start connecting more powerfully, more deeply with your spirit, with your soul. Now you start receiving the divine impulses, the I am pulse. Now you start receiving the divine inspiration, the divine whispers, and you get to now have a quiet mind, quiet, ready mind that takes action on those impulses.
Okay,
that's the paradigm that we're moving into now. So it's not, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? That's the mind. And it freaks you out. So instead, it's like, I trust my soul. I trust that as I stand in my greatness, my confidence, my strength, my worthiness, I do what I want with confidence. As I do that, I'm hearing my soul now. I can hear my soul. I can connect to my soul. I can hear my soul. I can hear that my soul is telling me just to take some time and be in my quiet strength and confidence, which I suspect is what's going to happen for like 30 days now. You're going to just every day move into that energy, the center of your soul, great confidence and strength. And then as you do that, I'm sorry, honey?
I said it sounds amazing.
Good. And as you do that, you're going to start getting more and more and more and more connected, and you're going to start hearing the whispers of divinity. And it's going to say, turn left. It's going to say, go for a walk. And suddenly you're going to meet a man, or you're going to meet, or you're going to just see so clearly what's next. It's going to just be right in front of you. Your daughter's behavior is likely going to increase a little bit to get you to play again. And then she'll basically go do her cruel stuff.
Yeah.
And she'll leave you be, because there's nothing to play with there. Yeah, she's not a kind person. And that was also part of your agreement somehow, that, you know, I trust the narcissists in the world are here for a reason. I don't quite understand it, but I did a meditation once in one of my courses where we all went back to the lifetimes where we were narcissists. Almost everyone was at one point. And we got to see that we were catalysts for everyone around us. We, you know, narcissists leave bodies in their wake, broken, battered emotions and bodies and psyches. And so all of us likely played in that dance at one point, and that lifetime was created karma for sure, but it also created some, we were catalysts for others to evolve and heal as souls, and she's a catalyst for you.
Yeah.
All the narcissists in our life are catalysts for us. They help us to expand and grow in ways that others can't. So that's what she is for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty so what's that, hun?
I said it's very sad. I've been an incredible mom my whole life.
Yeah.
Since the suicide thing, she started treating me awful. But she had tendencies when she was younger, before that.
Yes. It's always been there.
I would notice, like, evilness coming out.
Yeah, I know. And so there's a big story here that it's okay. It's okay. I want you to notice it. But the story doesn't matter when you're standing in your greatness, confidence, and strength. All those things that happened, right?
Okay.
They honestly
don't
matter.
I'm going to write that down.
Greatness, confidence, and strength. I'm worthy. I do what I want with confidence.
That's it. Confidence.
Yeah, and as you stand in that stuff, none of those stories matter, because those are just the things that happened that led you to this very moment. You wouldn't be on this call if those things hadn't happened.
Yeah.
You led you to this call, to me talking to you out of, you know, the 50 people that their hands raised. You got this moment.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how powerful you are. Do you see it?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, good. Those tears are really important. They're tears of realization that you're powerful. They're important tears. Those are your tears, and they're good tears. Yeah.
Thank you,
Julie. Those are your tears. Just cry. Just cry. Let's just cry for a moment here. Cry. Just let those tears out. That's good. Go ahead and release. Feel no story, just tears. No story here, right? Just release, just tears. No story, just tears. That's it. Good. Good. You're on your way. Now, the other thing that they're suggesting is it's a little bit of laughter therapy.
I can't laugh.
Yeah, that's your mind just totally took you out of your greatness, confidence, and strength. Not true.
Yeah, I try.
It's not true.
I put comedy stuff on, but it doesn't make me laugh, and I don't know why.
Yeah. It's not true. Not
it's
true.
Not true. It
how could you possibly laugh when you're in the midst of, I'm not worthy, I suck, and I want to leave?
Yeah.
Right? That's will trying to force you into laughter. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So stop claiming that. It's not true.
Okay. I can laugh.
Yeah, of course you
can. I am going to laugh.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just play with that right now. I'm going to play a little laughter therapy right now.
Okay.
So we're going to do this with everyone, and I will eventually open the lines. If you don't like that kind of thing and it's too loud, then deal with your volume now. Know where your volume is so you can turn down because I'm going to open up the lines. So I'm going to do a little laughter therapy. Okay. So just do this with me, Julie.
Okay.
The rest of you do it too. Seconds ago, you said, I can't.
Yeah, I remember.
All lies, all lies.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
A little laughter therapy. And you don't have to watch something that's funny. Just start laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing for no reason is the best therapy.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that has to happen in order for you. You just claim it, laugh it, and allow it. Okay, honey?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Good. You're welcome, honey. And so you've got this, and this is a daily practice, though, okay, Julie? A daily practice of standing in your power, standing in your greatness,
okay.
Confidence, your strength, and your worth. Every day you play with this, you promise?
Yes, I promise.
And every greatness time you have that thought of not being here or not being worthy, every time your daughter is cruel, that is the moment. You use it as a point of access now. You use it as a point of access. You use it as a point of access to remember who you actually are. So instead of it wigging you out and winding you down into not worthy, instead you say, okay, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling not worthy. I'm going to feel that for a minute, and then I'm going to use it to do some laughter therapy. I'm going to move into the center of my soul. I'm going to do a spontaneous transformation session. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pop in one of the audios. Okay?
Yes.
Daily.
Thank you. Thank
You're welcome, Julie.
So
much love. And Julie, will you pick our next member from 1 to 33?
32.
Okay. Okie dokie. So I'm actually being drawn to caller number 1 because that person has had their hand up the longest. So I'm going to go to caller number one here. Cheryl from Houston, you're on the air.
Wow, thanks.
You're welcome, honey.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, that, I don't know why. That makes me want to call. Yeah. Okay, I'm on a computer because I shattered my phone yesterday. All the guts came out.
Oh, crap. I hate when that happens. Hey, listen, can you turn the volume of my voice down just a little bit? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. How can I support you?
Figure out how. Okay. Is this better, or would you like me to turn it down
better.
More?
That's
okay.
better.
Oh, I can't hear you, though. Okay.
Okay, okay turn it up a little bit then so you can at least hear me.
And I'm going quickly. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, while everybody was talking, I just made a list of 8 points that I know are all related to my weight that I will work on.
Okay.
And I wondered, can I just read you the 8 points?
Sure.
And whatever you're guided, you pick that one.
Okay.
Okay. The night I was born, they told my dad, go home and get sleep. You won't have a daughter in the morning, but we hope you'll have a wife. She's not supposed to be here.
Okay.
2, generational hoarding. 3, past life. 4, physiological, maybe hormones, maybe inflammation, I don't know. 5, directionless. No, I'm super powerful, don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. 6, toxins, inflammation. 7, simply blocked from metaphysical guidance. And lastly, family doesn't want me at all. I haven't been in contact with any of them for years. My birthday was 2 days ago. Haven't heard from them in years.
Okay. Okay, so all of them are correct, and some of them are beliefs that that you don't require anymore.
Yay.
And that don't matter. Okay?
Yes.
Your family, I know it hurts, and yet they're not your family.
Yeah, I think I get that, really.
There's
I think
other
that's
people that are your family in your life. They aren't your family. So, you know, again, that's a story that's kind of keeping you in place that is the same as the first story, which is the night you were born. So it's a little story that is something that happened for sure. Did it impact you? Yes. Is it important? No. It's no longer.
How about the
it's just something that happened.
3 months?
What's that, honey?
Okay. How about being in an incubator for 3 months back when they were steel and nobody touched you for all that long?
Yeah.
That's,
of course
okay.
it had an impact, but it's not who you are. Do you get it?
Okay, cool. Yep.
So I want you to notice that you're really hanging on to that story.
Okay.
Right? And understand
I'm
the story. So of course you would. Of course that impacted you, and you're hanging on to that. And so here's what we do. We hang on to these stories so that it explains away why we are the way we are. So because I was in an incubator for 3 months, because they told my dad to go home and I was going to die and my mom might not live, because my family doesn't want me at all, right? because of those things, then this is why I'm the way I am, the things that you don't like about yourself. And so now it's all labeled up and packed away and doesn't have to change because you have an excuse. This is why I am the way I am.
It's why I can't find my real family, my soul family. It's what I tell myself.
Right.
Right.
I believe that's not true.
Okay.
So, again, these things are wonderful beliefs, and they're okay. They helped you to survive. All of those things helped you to survive. All of them did. They helped you get to this moment. And it isn't who you are. Did you hear the conversation I had with the person who had the story about their mom.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's not who you are. None of these things are who you are. None of them. None of the 8 things are who you are.
I do know that, I promise. Okay.
Good. So so your mind wants to cling to the stories because they explain why you are the way you are. Right? So they want me to give you the example. Okay, so when I was in my 30s working in corporate America, I thought I was an absolute fuck up, right? I thought I was really a not very intelligent person and not very capable. And, you know, I had lots and lots of diagnosed things like ADD and stuff like dyslexia and stuff. And so, and all of those things at the time bolstered my excuse. So I would share people about my childhood really inappropriately in many, many times inappropriately. Like, I would just, like, blurt out that I was sexually abused and so on, so that they would understand why I'm such a fuck-up, right? The reality is I wasn't a fuck-up. The reality is, you know, even though I have dyslexia and ADHD, it didn't matter. It's just who I am. Yeah. And most of those things describe actually exceptionally sensitive people like empaths.
Right? Yeah, I have all those too. Yeah.
Right. So what we've done is, in order to cope and survive, we've used them as excuses. We've leaned into them and said, oh, well, you know, sexually abused or I was in an incubator for 3 months. So that's why I'm not very capable or not very smart or too big or whatever. That's why. Right. So what we've done is our mind has put on a big fat bow, tied it up with a ribbon, said, yep, there it is. So we never have to change, because that's the reason why. Right. That's what our stories do. And again, stories are important. I'm not dismissing them. I'm not saying that they aren't valid. They aren't important, because they're the reason, they're things that occur to us that are actually part of the catalyst for our evolution, for the very evolution of our soul. But when we focus all of our attention on, these are the 8 reasons why I am the way I am, then everything's wrapped up in a bow and we don't have to change them. Because, hey, I was in an incubator for 3 months. No one touched me. Told my family doesn't want me. Now, that being said, because those things feel true, and again, I hope you don't take these as criticism. It's just the mechanics of how it works.
Absolutely. No, I really think I got past most of them. I just, for some reason, I still am not finding my abundance. I can't afford to join part 2, which is really sad to me. And the weight is not completely releasing, but I lost 10 pounds. And
wow, that's huge.
I know. Yeah, I just didn't even try. I just got on the scale and said, hey, I wonder if I've lost weight during this. I'm like, 5 pounds. And then the next week I tried again. I'm like, hey, 5 more, when I haven't lost weight in years.
Right, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the other piece of this is that we have these beliefs that keep us safe. These stories that it's like, this is why I am the way I am. This is why I don't change. This is why I blah blah blah. The judgments we have about ourselves. And the other thing is that when we shift them and start to believe in our power, and start to know that this, I am actually a spark of divinity, none of those beliefs and stories about me are true. I mean, they might have happened, but they're not who I am, more importantly. I am something so much greater than any of that. When we genuinely start to move into that energy, into that state of beingness, and start believing it, oh my goodness gracious me. The stories just don't even matter anymore. I mean, I don't know if you can tell, but when I tell you a few of the details of my life, they are not something that I'm clinging to. They're just something that happened, that definitely forged me, without a doubt. But they are no longer, and some of them, when they are there, you know, there's still some unwinding and healing to do. That's all it is. Okay, so they're trying to give me something that you can play with. So let me just hang out and listen to them for a moment, your guys. So the prescription they're giving for you is a bunch of what-ifs against all the 8 points. Every single one of the 8 points. In an incubator, which is more what you were talking about for 3 months, which is the first one. They told your dad to go home because you weren't going to live and your mom might not live. But really, it was also about the incubator. Okay. So what if you were constantly held by angels through that 3 months? You're held by guides and helpers and spirit people. What if that were true? What do you think that might feel like?
That makes so much sense, why I'm such a great person anyway.
Exactly. You did the generational work. What if that actually worked, the hoarding stuff from generational hoarding? What if What if the I can't remember what day it was, but the day we worked on generational DNA and ancestral work,
mm-hmm.
what if that actually worked and that you are in a completely vibrational energy now? What do you think that might feel like?
Powerful.
Right? What if the work we did on the past life actually worked and that you really are in a new vibrational field? What would that, do you see what I mean? Do what ifs on all eight of those things and do it every day. And any one of the eight things that are in one of the 21 days, then go to that and do the that particular 21-day thing again. You can do more than two a day now that you've already done them. So if you're in another round of 21 days and then something comes up on one of the eight, you can do a second one of that one. Does that make sense?
It does. With me, it's more a matter of I really know I'm a divine spark. I really get that I literally am God. You know, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't feel – I'm not – I'm getting a no.
Okay, that's cool. Okay,
I think there's a part of your mind that thinks that it's a good answer, but I don't think that you've actually felt it. So
I don't think I'm there.
That's not a destination. No.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that. Okay, let's just play with it. What if you actually 100% felt it in your bones, in all your cells, in every part of you, that you were a divine spark of light? What if you actually, it had weight in you, if you will. It was light within you. It was like a part of every part of you that you knew in every single part of you that you were a spark of divinity. What do you think that might feel like?
It would feel like pristine health.
Okay, so this is an indication that your mind is now, is 100% trying to feel this.
Oh.
Because you are giving evidence, not feelings.
Okay, power.
Okay, so what does power feel like?
Unstoppability. I can do anything.
Okay, so again, those are getting closer, but it's still a little bit of the mind attempting to tell you what it is versus actually being it, okay?
Okay.
So this is really powerful. This, you're not doing this wrong, by the way. We're just getting to another level. We're in the subtleties here, okay? So the subtleties are way more powerful than the big ahas we had when our mind got it, you know, years ago.
Sure.
So what if you actually 100% knew with every part of your being what it was like to be a spark of divinity, that you knew that you were? What do you think that might be like if you could describe it?
There's not even words. It's so perfect.
That's it. You got it. You just got it. That's exactly right. There is no word. That's right. Eventually there will be a word, but for right now there's no word. And that's important for your mind right now. There is no word. And it's honest. Right now what's happening, Cheryl, is your mind's short-circuiting just a little bit. It's freaking out just a little. Is that true?
It doesn't feel like it, but I believe you.
Okay. 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 So just really move into the moment with this, into the moment with this divine spark. There it is, this nice transformation happening here as you just are it. Perfect. Yeah, there's no words here, are there?
There's not, but I heard my brain interject, then why can't you earn money? And then I just had to shut it down because I didn't know what to do with it.
Perfect. So just say thank you very much. I know you have a really good reason to interject and try and interfere and try and stop this. And yet, I'm the adult here now. I've got this. I'm going to move back into that moment of silence. Okay? That's good. It was good that you noticed that.
Okay.
You don't have to shut it down. You just say, thanks very much. And yet, I'm staying over here in the silence. I'm staying over in this new vibration that will create by default, it will create abundance. By default, it will create weight loss. Of course it will. Because it's not will pushing it and making it happen, which is so difficult and hard. Instead, it's just you being in your power and naturally being in a creative force. Does that feel true?
I keep hearing how earlier you said, really early on in the call, you said that if
if we were meant to have it, we would, and we would have the money for the course.
Yeah,
so
you,
then
you...
I started, and I did something. I'm doing something wrong, but I can't figure out what it is.
Yeah, so
I'm
just
really
notice. What does it feel like to be completely consumed by your mind right now, Cheryl? What's that like?
Not good at all.
Yeah. So do you want to keep
Not
staying
powerful.
There? Do you want to keep staying there?
No.
Do you want to stay there? Okay. So
no.
What if right now you're in the center of your soul as the spark of divinity that you actually are? What do you think that might feel like right now?
Peace.
There you go.
Peaceful.
Feel the peace. Feel the peace. Feel the peace. Allow the peace to grow. Your mind wants to have a little pity party. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. But just notice that it's distracting you away from your peace. That's all that's happening right now.
Yes.
It just distracted you away from who you actually are. And who you actually are as peace is what will create what you want.
Okay.
Your mind constantly distracting you away by
looking for what's wrong.
That's right. You got it, sister.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's what my list of eight is, because I'm past those stories. I'm just looking for why isn't anything better yet.
Right. That's your mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what the answer to why isn't anything better is? Do you know what the answer is?
No.
There is no answer.
I mean,
answer.
I do, but not
There
constantly.
Is no answer to why does everything suck? There's no answer to that.
Well,
it's
damn
a self-fulfilling,
it.
It's a self-fulfilling cycle, right? That's what the mind does. Why am I the way I am? Why am I not about why? There's no answer. And it puts you right back into the upset.
But
so
Jennifer, I'm getting exactly what I need. I'm getting exactly what I need. And then I earned enough money to do the course, and then my phone shattered. So it's like now
So congratulations. Your mind just took you to everything that was wrong right now. There's a big fat story there.
Okay.
About all that's wrong and how you always do this. And then just when I'm making through, do you see the belief? Then my phone shatters. Big story, drama.
Right now, cut it out.
Stop.
Okay.
Notice it. Big, fast story. I finally am about to. And then drama. There's the story. That's taking you out. That's the moment. That's your point of access now.
Okay.
Notice that you're doing it, making this big story about everything that's going wrong. Notice it.
Okay.
Breathe it. Feel the upset of it for a moment. No more than a minute. Feel the frustration of it. Now move into the center of your soul. Notice your power. Notice the peace. Notice the calm. Notice that's the spark of divinity that you actually are. You are none of those stories. And what I'm really playing with here with you is that when you use those false stories, those limiting beliefs as a point of access to move constantly into your power, everything will change. And you won't even require those stories because your life will be different. Do you see it?
Yeah, say it again, when I stop using the stories to access?
Well, your mind is kind of trying to figure it out now, too. So.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize. It's all right. It's all revelation. There's nothing going wrong here. There's no criticism.
Yes.
When you're constantly cycling into, I'm just about to get it, so that equals there's a destination that I'm supposed to be at, which means I'm doing something to get something. Then my phone shatters, then something happens, then there's the big drama. Okay? That's the cycle. I have to do something in order to get something. When the actual thing is, when I'm in a state of being, I actually open a whole different doorway to receive.
Yes. I get it. I hear it.
Good. I can feel you experiencing that. So the antidote is play what if with all of those eight things and anything else that shows up. The antidote is to notice those moments of drama when your mind goes into, oh, my God, things are finally going well. And then look what happened. and creating more stories of victimization. And I'm not making fun of you. It's just what the mind sounds like in my mind.
I hear that. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when the mind is taking you on that little journey, start noticing it and pause it. Feel the feelings of the upset, because that's what the mind all really wants to do, is just finally feel. And then use that moment to do a spontaneous transformation session. Use that moment to move to the center of your soul. Remember who you are. Move into the spark of divinity that you are. Just keep using those moments as a point of access now. All those stories, use as a point of access now to shift, to heal, to transform. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You've got this, sister. Much love to you.
Love you, too. Thanks for being drawn to me. Bye.
Of course. Bye. Okay, folks, I think that's a wrap. We've gone over by a few minutes, and I really hope that you can join us for the second round. And again, if it's not happening right now, like it was just now for Cheryl, you know, trust your soul. Trust your soul that if it's meant to be, you'll have the funds, it'll happen. If it's not, trust your soul. Maybe you're just supposed to do another 21 days or two 21 days. The recordings will be here when you're done. The recordings will be just as powerful, okay? So trust your soul. Just keep doing the 21 days. You've got this. And if it's meant to be for you to move into the next round, then do that. And if something shows up in between now and then, and you can, do that. And I've tried to keep the price super low, so as many of you as can join me in round two. And again, you can get that on your listening salon there, and you can also go to... Darn it, I lost my URL here. Here it is. www.weightreleasepart2.com. Okay? So that's www.weight and then release and then part and then the number 2.com. www.weightreleasepart2.com. And it has to have a www in front of it. weightreleasepart2.com. Weightreleasepart2.com. And we'll be starting on August the 18th, so a week from Tuesday, for those who are listening to this on live and for those who are on a recording. It's probably already waiting for you. Thank you all so very much for being part of this amazing program, for this really remarkable experiment. I am just in awe of you for moving through this time together and at this interesting time on the planet. Where we can leverage everything to actually feel better. And, yeah. So, it's hard. Oh, my gosh, I feel so high right now, and then I get a complaint on these calls. Sorry, I apologize. That was just me being triggered, so I apologize. All right. All right, let me just get back to you here right now. I was trying to read how people were doing, and anyway, my issue, no one else's, it's all good. Okay, everyone just move into the moment right now with me as we finish up here, and just notice what it feels like to be you as your powerful you, as the center of your soul. What if it were true that everything we've done together over 21 days has actually worked and is working now and integrating slowly but surely, in some cases more quickly, in some cases more slowly, and everything is going at the perfect pace for the soul, and that we are genuinely changing, that we are genuinely shifting, that our organs have been deeply, deeply transformed, that the many systems that we've played with have been deeply, deeply shifted? What if that were absolutely true? What's that like to know that we are changing and it's for real, that we are actually releasing the excess weight and more? That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you all so very much for being you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you so much. And I look forward to playing with those who are able and wanting to move into the second version. There we go. I love you and I thank you. Much, much love. We'll see you in part two. And regardless, I would do the 21 days again and again and again. Okay? Much love to everyone. Bye-bye now.